Do I bother you when you're dancing around in your garden? I work for a living. I work at home. Don't knock on this door for any reason. If you're engaged to some fudgepacker and the gay president is having you up to Camp David for a luau, don't knock, not on this door, not for any reason.
Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertaining? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hathui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakened. The fear is real. Because they have returned.
What's up, kids? What's going on? It's Conti and Kenny's show, of course. It is August 12th, 2008. Welcome, everybody. I am Joe Conti, of course.
And I'm not.
And you are not. Yay, Kenny's here. Yay, finally. Kenny's in studio. The superstar is in studio. Thank God. I mean, it's been okay.
Has been all right.
It's been okay, but it's better when you're here, you know.
It just works out
better when you're here. We did okay the last week with me and Champagne and you were out in Tallahassee, and then the week before that. But I'm glad you're home.
Me too. Good to be home.
I'm just sounding so pathetic, but I'm just happy.
Sleeping in my own bed. No, me too, man. Me too. Good. I'm glad to be home.
So welcome, everybody. It's Conti and Kenny Show, of course, Arrogance and Alcoholism. The phone number, 330-2-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643. Or if you want to use the Skype, if you want to Skype us, it's NPN Studios.
And, of course, the live chat room is morelikeradio.com/live. And also, if you want to listen to us live, if you're checking us out on podcast, get the free TuneIn app. And then just put More Like Radio in the search for the station. And you can listen to us there while you're cruising around in your 76 El Camino with an MP3 player in where the 8-track tape player should be.
You're sitting next to a young Forrest Whitaker.
Yes, exactly. And some white kid with long hair and sideburns.
A young Forrest Whitaker's brother.
Yes.
And a young Forrest Whitaker's Camaro.
Yep. And, of course, follow us on Twitter. The show, it's at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Of course, be our like our Facebook page and subscribe to the podcast, both the regular one, Conti and Kenny Show, and also Shorts, which we have a brand new one that I put out yesterday. Brand new Shorts number 7 called The Handicapped Italian Jersey Shore. And if that doesn't intrigue you to want to friggin' listen to that, it's I think you'll thoroughly enjoy it. It's
yeah, they're getting good.
Yeah,
I mean they're all good.
I'm finding more and more stuff.
That's what I meant. We're coming up with,
and I'm finding and I'm using the old stuff.
Yeah,
we have a classic moment.
Yeah,
classic moment. I'll just say one thing that will give you a little hint about the classic piece on it. Managgia la Madonna Santissima Gula Sorda. All right, how about that? That's like a paint. I just spit out a painting right there. That was like a beautiful Picasso painting. Managgia la Madonna Santissima Gula Sorda. It's beautiful. Any Italian right now is flipping out.
I know.
With the horrible things that I'm saying.
When you first laid that on me, man, I died.
That was classic. That was like one of our one of the last things is. Couple of weeks into the show, literally like maybe 6 weeks into the show, maybe this we have this clip. It's classic.
Is that how long ago it was?
Yeah, that was like within the first. We were doing a 2-hour show at that time.
No, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, that flies.
Yep, because we did an hour show for like the first month and a half or 2 months. And we realized we need to do more.
I didn't know it was that long ago.
Oh, yeah. This was late 2005.
What's on Best of Number 2?
1.
It's on Best of 1?
It's the first track.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep. Managgia la Madonna Santissima Gula Sorda.
I love it. I didn't even know it was that long ago.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that's digging in the crates.
Yes, if you want to use that.
stupid.
I was going to say ancient reference, but yeah. So definitely check out Conti and Kenny Shorts. We're up to number 7. So go and definitely check those out. You can go to our website, contiandkenny.com, or iTunes or wherever you find it, and you will. All right.
Yeah, and the next couple of weeks, the new Shorts will also have a cooking segment where I'll teach you how to boil hot dogs. Well, you'll teach you how to boil hot dogs.
We do have the Kenny Michael phrase of the week.
Yeah, we do.
We have that every show so far.
You teach them how to cook hot dogs, bouquinades.
No, don't. What are you doing? You're giving away the whole thing. We're teaching them how to cook hot dogs, how to get cold. We're giving it all away. Definitely go. It's one of the longer ones. It's like 37 minutes, but that's including the intro. That's including the music at the end. A couple people asking the music. What's the ending music? Tell them what the name of it is.
It is Charlie Musselwhite, and the song is called Cristo Redemptor.
It's beautiful,
isn't it awesome?
Oh, it's great.
I stumbled on that of listening to XM the Blues Channel. XM Blues Channel going to Pittsburgh. When I went to Pittsburgh, 5-hour drive.
Okay.
XM Blues, they didn't repeat one song.
Really?
Not one song. It was great. And me and my boss, who's from Texas and Louisiana, big blues fan. And it's just getting like dark out. And this song comes on.
So you're driving through a bad neighborhood?
No. Yeah.
Hey,
a lot of Canadians. A lot of Canadians around.
We aim on there. Go ahead.
Whatchamacallit? So it's just like sundown. You know, we're in just outside Jersey, maybe in the middle of Pennsylvania somewhere, maybe a couple hours away.
Okay.
And we're just zoning on this fucking road. And that song comes on and it ends.
There's no words to it.
No words to it at all. No,
it's an instrumental.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
And matter of fact, you want to cue it up real quick?
Yeah, I'll look for it real quick.
And
we're driving, the song ends, and like 10 seconds later, we both look at each other and go, I fucking zoned out to that tune. Like, that's a good fucking tune. It's just, it's really cool. It's Charlie Musselwhite. It's called Cristo Redemptor. And the version, I'll show you, if you go on YouTube, it's the version with him. It's his first album cover. If you click on that one, there's a couple of different versions of it.
Oh, yeah, it says Stand Back?
Yes, yeah.
If there you, it is. Unless we get a, let's see. Of course. Brent actually sent me a message, and there's a way to do it where you can actually take the advertisement out of our thing. We gotta get this and give it to Frank. Here we go.
Now the version is 3 minutes 20 seconds is the version we have.
Oh,
that's the one we use. There's a bigger version, like 11, almost 12 minutes, 9 minutes. What you want to do is the 3 minute and 20 second version or the 3:22. It's got Charlie Muscle. Yeah, just do the 3.5 minute version.
Okay, hold on.
And you get the one we use. Hey, Frank.
How are you doing? You guys on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Figured for a minute.
No, I'm not on. No, you're not on.
Let me. Yeah, just turn. Ooh.
Hi.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
I was treating you like a professional. I wasn't going to talk until I was talked at.
That is spoken to.
Yeah.
So what's going on, man?
Not much. Did you hear the news?
What news?
Now, this is usually the part of the show where I tell you something that you guys already talked about in the first 7 minutes, proving that I don't listen to the show. No, there's, you heard about that guy who kidnapped the girl?
Yeah.
The 16-year-old girl killed her mother and little brother?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
when did this happen?
This happened maybe a couple of days
over the weekend. Okay. It's been going on for a week. He was a family friend, had a crush on the girl. Hilarity ensued. He winds up killing the kid and the mother, burning his house down with them in it, taking the 16-year-old girl up into...
They just found her.
Alive?
Yes.
She's alive. Rescued. They were at a campsite.
Yeah, and the crazy thing, and this is why I was going to bring it up, but first of all, it's, you know, as good a news as you could get.
Yeah.
But they were like in the... I don't know what that is. But they were in California, like right by Mexico, like pretty low. They went all the way northeast, and they were found in Idaho.
Idaho, that's what it was.
By a bunch of, like, I think it was four cowboys, or like four guys on horseback.
Right, like...
Somehow saw them and like,
That guy's a problem.
The phrase was, he was like a square pig in a round hole.
Yeah.
Because he was wearing like pajama bottoms, and he was like, he may have been an outdoorsman, and like, he didn't call himself an outdoorsman. He may have been an outdoorsman in California, but not in Idaho.
Yeah, that's exactly what they said.
Did little Joe get him?
Well, they recognized her, they contacted the authorities, and then they told them, and I don't know if you got any information on this, but they said that they described him as having a cat, a gray cat with him. Like, and then they went in the helicopters.
$1 million.
And they like went in the helicopters and they located him based on the cat.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I don't know if is cat a code word for something? Like, at first I was like, was he riding a caterpillar? Like a caterpillar a cat, truck?
Like
that makes a little bit more sense than he's walking around Idaho.
With an actual cat.
Camping with a cat.
Yeah. Cause,
and also a screaming, like,
16-year-old.
How do you transport a cat halfway around the country when same you're trying
you,
to...
Same way you do a 16-year-old...
well, yeah, it's true, but still, victim. You know, you can't you can't have this... You look crazy if you have a leash on a cat, first of all.
Yeah.
So
was that the most suspicious thing?
That's the thing. If you see somebody with a cat with a leash.
He has a person with him. Doesn't seem like she wants to be there. He looks like he's covered in ash. Like he may have just set a building on fire. He's wearing pajamas. He's got a rifle to his back. Also, he's got a cat. Cat, got him. This guy
is
crazy.
He's walking a cat in a leash. And he's guilty.
He gets caught by four cowboys just...
Yeah, the Cartwrights found him.
So what I would very much like is the guy who found those girls in, was it Ohio, was it?
Idaho, you said.
No, Ohio was the earlier
Ohio, yeah, the three girls.
That guy who was, for whatever reason,
Castro.
Ariel Castro.
No, the guy who found them. The neighbor who was like a Big Mac.
Yeah, the McDonald's guy.
I ain't got no time for that, one of them guys.
Yeah, but it was better.
No, but they made a song about it.
Oh, they yeah, they auto tune everything because they're
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah.
But that guy and like the four horsemen, like if they become like a detective agency.
Pestilence here.
There was no real joke there.
That
funny.
Guy and the four horsemen. I like that.
Yeah. Big Mac and the four horsemen.
Private investigator.
Big Mac and the four horsemen.
Big Mac and the four
that
horsemen.
That is our band. We that need is one a more band. Person.
Yes, we Who's do.
Gonna, well, we need two more people, I guess. Yeah.
I'm already in Josie and the Gray Pussycats.
You know.
Not that bad. Gray cat.
Oh.
Gray cat.
No.
Not too bad.
It wasn't the joke. It was, that's not too bad.
No, because normally Frank will just blow right by me without even acknowledging, and then he just looked at me and it kind of with kind Holy of like shit, with not dude. That bad eyes.
Dude, that was one of those where you gave a girl a really bad line in a bar. You're like, hey, that wasn't too bad. That was really funny.
And then you took her to Idaho. I don't know, man. The thing is, like, whenever I hear stories about this, whether somebody's kidnapping for whatever, torture, those things are much worse and harder in my head. Like, I can't get them out of my head. They're horrible compared to, like, a murder spree. Yeah, murder spree, yeah. I'm like, oh, well.
I think because you just, like, especially if you use a gun, you know, it's boom and they're done. But, like, you're watching somebody being, like, to me, I think it would be easier to shoot somebody than to torture somebody.
Because
you're torturing, like, the moment they're like, dude, you got to help me. I'd be like, all right, you're free.
Yeah.
I would just untie you right away.
You're not going to all right, you're done. Get out of here.
You know, like,
the big thing that just happened last week, too, was they got the guys from Connecticut, the Connecticut killings in 2009, I believe it was. Psychotic. They two guys, they busted, a younger guy and a middle-aged guy, busted into a house. Father was sleeping. Bash him over the head with a baseball bat. Right, think he's
the family.
The family,
yeah. They take the mother to the. They burn them.
They take the mother to the bank and say, "Empty out your bank account, bring it over." And the woman was like, "I need help." And so the tellers were like, oh, "How?" They didn't know how to coordinate it. They go back to the house. They proceed to rape the mother and the two daughters.
Two daughters.
Tie them up to the bedposts and then burn the house down. Yeah. The father had stumbled out and passed out in the yard. Had, you know, brain fracture, skull fractures.
Oh, he wasn't dead.
No,
he's still alive. And then once they were coming out of the house, the cops got to them right after they left because the bank had
did they
put
cops
together,
kill them?
No. They're on trial.
It's but always the, good when the cops bank don't had, manage to kill them. They yeah. ended up killing the guy in Idaho. I would have liked to have.
No, what?
Yeah. No.
The bank got just in time as they were leaving. The cops got him. But, you know, they died of smoke inhalation. They were raped. They were 12 and 16.
Yeah, comedy brutal. Show. Brutal. Yeah. Better than a comedy show.
No, I mean, like, this was the poorly planned me entering, like, hey, did you hear about the...
No, it was
I haven't heard anything about what's going on, so I'm, like, still hoping for the best that only her mother and... And
yeah. I don't know if he said he had a crush on her. I don't know if he sexually assaulted her or anything like that. Yeah,
but oh man, it's just.
But you could take a school shooting. You could take a Batman theater shooting
mm-hmm.
better than I could take. It's hard to say. It's stupid to say.
Like
but,
if someone shot up Grown Ups 2, I wouldn't even bat an eye. I'd be like, yeah, well, I understood. Yeah, I get it.
I would have got a paycheck for that.
I understand what you're going through, dude. Yeah. I mean, Pacific Rim did terrible. And you're like, what's going on with this country?
As the people were filing out running, they would have been giving them money. Thanks, dude. Yeah. Thanks for saving me.
Sharknado 2? If somebody doesn't shoot up that theater, I don't know what's wrong with this world.
So what are you saying? What's worse?
I can accept some guy going ape shit with an assault rifle more than I can accept someone being tortured or something like that. You know what I mean?
Because it's, I don't know, there's less to it. I mean, I know it sounds callous to say there's less to it when you're killing somebody, but...
Well, we're not really saying it's okay to kill people.
No.
We're saying that it's really bad. And that's another thing. Like, you kill someone for money or you kill someone to get their money, whatever it is, if you're like a hitman or if you're just trying to rob them or whatever, like, you could kind of understand the callousness of it. But then when you get people who... I mean, they successfully robbed that family, and they said, let's stick around for a couple more hours and
let's make
it worse.
Right.
And that same thing happens with the soldiers that you hear stories about when they, you know, there's a couple, I forgot the guy's name already, and I have no idea what ended up happening to him. But the group of soldiers that ended up raping that girl, the Iraqi girl.
Oh, yeah.
And then setting fire to the house and the body to get rid of the evidence. Just because it was something to do.
Yeah.
A punchy in a chat room. The fact that Pacific Rim didn't do well in this country makes me question people. Pacific Rim didn't do well makes me question people in this country.
No, right. Yeah, and if somebody's opened fire on a theater, I'm not going to finish that.
Right, but we talked about this before. Pacific Rim was like the... Pacific Rim
I
was
literally
like the,
came in here with good news. They got the bad guy. I already feel like a monster.
No.
I have to relive a bunch of horrible things that I barely could get my mind out of. And now I have to relive Pacific Rim doing bad at the box office.
Right, but we talked about it. It's like the I don't know, version of Voltron or something. You know what I mean?
It's a little bit like the pre-something.
It's
a good movie.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of... I mean... Do you think there... you guys probably do. You think there's more crazy people these days than...
No.
No, you just think it's more reported or
whatever?
Of course
it is. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. There's just as many... You know, you can talk to anybody who's in law enforcement or other forms of knowing
prostitution.
About... Prostitution? Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, people who are into prostitution.
You know,
yeah, they might, you know, encounter sickos. Yeah.
You know, of course, different areas may have different crimes, but on the...
You get a prostitute, you know, long in a tooth and, you know, a good 69, 75 years old... And she can tell you how different it was back in her day.
I enjoy how Joe cringed when you said long in the tooth and 69.
Yeah. Or wolfing their teeth out onto your dashboard.
Yeah, well, she could tell you.
Give you a Gumarooski.
Yeah, she could tell you how a Gumarooski was in the 40s.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
That's when they were last cold.
That should be your watermark or your you know how geologists have, they study the level, the layers of the dirt? You just study the layers of her dirt. And you can tell how good and bad prostitution was in the last 70 years. Just chip it away. It's got like stalactites. Hey, no, it's stalag loose. Rephrase that.
Stalag loose.
Gallows humor.
Man. So do you want me to... Frank, just stick around real quick. We just we're talking about the one song... how cool this blues song is that we use at the end of our Conti and Kenny shorts.
The shorts.
And a couple people were asking, like, what's the song? What's the name of it?
Yeah, it creeped me the hell out when I was driving today and I heard it.
You did hear it, right?
Yeah, it's on.
It's by a guy named Charlie
Musselwhite.
And it's called Christ Redemptor?
Christo Redemptor.
Christo Redemptor.
Like Monte Cristo?
Redemptor.
If you hear the shorts, when Joe was typically apologizing at the end of it, and this music is on there, I'm like, yeah, wow, this, he's yeah, this really is, got a razor blade. He's just like...
Yeah, this is me apologizing for the episode they just heard,
yeah.
And then you hear this in the background, and I think this is just... This is Kenny told me about this. It's kind of eerie when the what is it?
Organ? The Wurlitzer.
Is it a harmonica?
It's a harmonica, but the Wurlitzer. This is a Wurlitzer right now you're hearing.
That's organ. A Wurlitzer?
The Wurlitzer organ, yeah.
I love it. Cristo Redemptor. I like to take that. Oh, this is a different version. This is a different version, I think.
Which was a little bit more upbeat.
And is the harmonica is taking 320? A little longer. It's 320.
No, you're right.
This is it?
Yeah. Harmonica comes in a little bit after.
Oh, okay.
Probably about a minute.
I'm trying to think of the word. It's
melodic,
not eerie,
melancholy.
It's not eerie, but it's ominous.
Ominous, yeah,
it's
okay, there you go.
An ominous kind of sound, but not in a bad way, like a monster.
No, but it could be for anything.
You know what it is? This music sounds like bad news is coming.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Which is weird that it comes at the end of the podcast.
I know, ironically, it's at the end of the podcast. Should play it at the beginning.
This could be in like a Tarantino film.
Yes,
in some kind of guy going to the last stand or something like that.
Yep.
Or. Kind of like Denzel Washington in Man on Fire when he gets into the back of the car. And you know,
never saw it.
Yeah, great movie.
Is it really?
Oh, I watch it every time it's on. Yeah, right. Even if I catch it in the middle. It's just a great movie.
Speaking of like obsessing over some horrible crime and like taking revenge, Like, that movie is just...
Yeah. I watch it. Wherever I catch it, I watch it every time. It's
the only
just
time
a badass
I saw it,
movie.
I hooked up with this chick a long time ago, and it was like a one-night stand I had with her in the afternoon in her bedroom, and it was on in the background. But I don't remember the movie.
You were busy counting out change.
Well, I was, you know, by the time the first, you know, by the beginning of the movie, when it was just starting to get going... I had already left, so I really didn't get a chance.
You didn't want to hang out and cuddle after?
She was cool, yeah. I guess. Whatever. Did I? No, I didn't. No. I don't think I did.
But it's a good movie. Very good movie.
Speaking of the Conti and Kenny shorts, which you could find on ContiKenny.com.
There's an issue, though.
What's it?
There's like a little issue.
What's that?
It's the weirdest thing. And I thought it was just on my iTunes account, but like 4, 5, 6, and 7, like those, it says it's on the iTunes on the screen on the computer. It says the length of them. It says 1 second. You try to play it, it plays for a second. But when I download it into my phone, the whole thing plays.
That's weird.
How strange is that?
We'll take a look at that, but that's not what I was going to say.
Okay.
Speaking of the Conti and Kenny shorts, which you could get from theContiKennyShow.com.
Yeah.
If I didn't know you were so ass at producing anything, like recording and editing your own material, Joe,
right.
I would have sworn that first episode when you're talking to your father on mic, that you had set that up beforehand, and that was you doing your dad's voice, and just like going back and forth with the recording.
Get out of here.
I was like, that sounds just like... Joe, it sounds like Joe's dad.
Hang on a second.
Like it sounds just
speaking
like
of problems. My mother's calling me, and I'm putting her on the fucking. I'm putting her on.
It's gonna sound like Bev, with a bad Italian accent.
Punch says,
"Hello."
Hi, Joe.
What's up, Ma?
Nothing. What's up with you?
We're doing our radio show. You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, you think when you call Demetrius, you can get them, put the little shit in the mailbox?
See, this is what's my life. I just told her I'm on the air, I'm doing a radio show. She plows right through that idea, and it's, can you do me a fucking favor?
Yep.
What do you want me to say? But everybody's talking about the stupid Breaking Bad. What's so good about the Breaking Bad?
Yes, you deserve this.
It's a really great show, Ma. It's actually better than Dexter.
Really?
Yeah. But so I'm doing I'm doing a radio show, so I can't.
All right, listen. But, do you think can you do that? I just want to remind you. That's it.
She's like one of those little robot vacuum cleaners. No matter what, you pull it back, boom, it just keeps going. Yes, I will definitely get there one day this week. In fact,
goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, Ma. Thanks for all the therapy that I had to go to. Goodbye.
Shut up. You're lucky to be my son.
I know.
Lucky that I'm your mother.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Ma. Say hi to Kenny.
Goodbye,
Who the fuck is Kenny?
Yeah, exactly. Who the fuck is Kenny? All right, Ma. Goodbye.
That's what Norman Bates was told repeatedly.
You're lucky to have Ma, I'm on the air. Oh, I'm sorry, but you think you can come over to
really,
this week?
I'm frankly surprised she said she was sorry. I mean, she clearly wasn't, but I'm surprised she said it.
I know. I think she's just been accustomed to just saying that. Yeah. It's almost like saying, how you doing? Yeah. You don't mean.
Yeah.
I wonder how you doing. She just said, I'm sorry, but anyway, can you do me a favor? Yeah.
My mother's getting like that.
Did she ask you to bring the shirts into the oven? What was that?
No, she wants me to go pick up something by my cousin's house.
Oh, I see.
But now my parents are starting to get older, and maybe you guys can attest to this. You know, your parents always try to give you advice, but now the advice they give you, because we're adults, and we pretty much know what the hell we're doing, the advice... is nonsense. Absolute nonsense. My dad, Beverly's got a new car, right? Brand new Mercedes. So we got my dad.
You make sure you get us some snow tires.
No. My dad, we let him drive it. We're like, why don't you take it for a ride? I don't know. We're like, no, we'll come with you. So he's driving it for a little bit, and he goes, oh, this thing's beautiful. I got to say, it's beautiful. And he goes to Beverly. He goes, Beverly, let me tell you something. This is a brand new car. You know what you got to do? What's that? You got to take care of it. Well, thanks for the info. Whoa, thanks for that.
The plan was to drive it off a cliff.
Wow, I know that thing. You know, maybe you could have got us a Jiffy Lube fucking, you know, something to help keep the car up instead of the good advice of you got to take care of it. That's the advice you get now. Hey, you know, just remember, this car, it drives it fast. And when you get onto my highway, just remember, there's other cars on the road, too. Thank you. Thanks for that
I've
piece.
Been driving for 30
Thanks
years.
Thanks for that piece of that tidbit. Every time I
say
that.
Gave up all his good advice.
Just it's none.
Big, it's left. Big Ace's Mama Conti rules.
Every time it's like I tell him I'm going to New York. Oh, be careful. It's not 1977.
Yeah.
I love
New York. Do you ever go to Times Square? It's Orlando. Yeah. It's Disney World.
My mother. Oh, where are you headed next? Oh, I'm going to Houston. Well, be careful. Chicago's really bad. Fuck, will I give a shit? I'm going to Houston, Ma.
You might get a layover.
I heard there's some stuff going on in Chicago. Good for them.
Did you hear about those four cowboys in Idaho?
Yeah. It's a lot of kidnappings in New Mexico. Okay, I'll be in Houston.
Holy crap, man. God.
Yeah. Damn, a Cessna crashed in Costa Rica. All right, thanks, Ma. I appreciate it. I want to hear about plane crashes, but it was a Cessna in Costa Rica. I'm good.
What is it? You think because they don't really have anything to tell you because
we
pretty much
out. I think they're tapped out.
We don't have anything else.
I got nothing.
What else could I say?
You're only like a couple of months older than me, okay? Have you noticed as your mother has gotten older, all right, that the conversations don't turn into conversations anymore? Like, I used to be able to have a conversation with my mother. Now I have to stop her and go, would you shut up for a fucking second? I'm asking about Band-Aids, okay? I'm asking about Band-Aids. What, you know, but she's, and you could,
there's a guest bleeding in the motel room, and I need Band-Aids. Don't look at me, mother.
She's like,
a very pretty dress.
She'll call you. She's like,
sorry. Just
she's like, I know you're working, but just really quick, which means
yeah, strap
10 minutes.
Yeah,
10
yeah.
minutes.
Sit down.
Because you're like, Ma, I gotta run. Okay, I'll let you go, but just
you
remember.
Know, by I now, she has seen so many careers come and go and fail. I'm not just talking about you, about everyone. Like, she's like, true. Oh, you got a couple minutes because none of what you're doing now matters.
Right, okay, gotcha.
None of this matters.
Sure.
So, like, the advice of the car is like, I remember when I used to give good advice about spark plugs and this and that, but now every car is computerized, I don't know anything. So all I'm going to say is, take care of it.
Punchy says, also some
rendering.
Punchy says, whatchamacallit? I also some relatives when I went to Ozfest would say, "Oh, be careful! People spray drugs in your face." Like I was going to a Dead show in the '60s.
Spray drugs in
who's got drugs to waste?
Yeah, and what are you doing spraying it? Like you're tagging them?
What is this? Batman
like
Begins?
What is it like a Macy's perfume display?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It doesn't make any.
It's got one of the little balls at the end of a little tube.
Try our new drugs. Try our new crack. Try our new crack. An aspirator.
Just
I don't know what it's called. It's just, I forgot the name of it.
They've
it's ambergris and crack.
It's just they're dry to the bone. They don't have anything. But because they
ambergris
love you.
Ambergris and crack would be another good band name.
Yes. But they do love you. And they still want to be able to be like, hey, I'm still the parent. And I still want to show that I care. So, hey, listen, by the way, buddy, you be careful that New York City. Because they got like burglars and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude.
Yeah, well, how about this? In 50 years or whatever, you're the whatever Asian baby Bev decides to adopt, and you will eventually call a child, although it'll never accept you as one, as a parent. They're on the internet, and you're like, hey, you know what? Make sure you get some pop-up blocker, because it's going to be important. And they're like, there's... The government censors everything now, Dad. None of this matters anymore.
That's
like
fine.
You're not going to want to learn new things. They learned that New York was dangerous. Why do they have to bother learning that it's not?
That it's not dangerous. Yeah,
it's like they're. It doesn't
if
matter.
I take the train to the Yankee game, it's like taking a Pelham 1-2-3 all over again. It's like there's people with guns and stuff. I'm like Ma, don't worry, I'll be fine. She drives my sister nuts. Everybody, why doesn't anybody tell me anything? Why doesn't anybody come? Because we're like all 40. You know, we got shit to do.
Yeah, we
do the best we can. She hangs out with my nieces and my sister all the time.
Yeah.
But my sister, Gestapo, is, you know, she's 38. You know what I mean? And she's single. Hey. So she's internet dating and whatnot. Oh, boy, did she, my mother, fucking go right to me. What's going on with your sister? I heard about this guy. What's going on? So now, right, well, when it goes sour, I got to sit there and go, no, it went sour. What happened? I don't know. Ask her.
This is what you do.
And she avoids her phone calls.
You create a fake profile, right, for like a really cool guy on this dating site, and you give your mother access to that fake profile and let your mother catfish your sister, and you just tell us every week what's happening, and we've got at least a month's worth of good shows. Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
That's right. She got a line with her cousin.
Only time I think my mother ever gave me advice, or
it was a few minutes ago on the phone, whatever the hell that was.
And she actually threw me off one day. I remember I was living with her. I was like 25. I was living with her and my sister for like a year. It was a nightmare. I slept on the couch that opened up.
Yeah.
Because it was only one bedroom and there were two beds in there. That's where my mother and my sister slept. And I remember once, and I was, I know it's hard to believe, but I wasn't a happy guy. I was a very miserable person in my 20s. I know it's hard to believe.
All right.
And one day my friend came over.
I put on my what if hat. Trying to imagine that.
So I was hanging out and my friend was coming over and we were going to go out. And he came over, we're bullshitting, and I was just miserable that night. And he's like, dude, what's your problem? I'm like, I don't know, let's just go out. And my mother, I swear to God, my mother goes, you know what your problem is? You need to get him a laid. Like, did you just tell me to go have sex? Like, my mother basically, and she was 100%. I was miserable because I was just going to hookers and getting massage parlors. And I wasn't, you know, I wasn't, ha- you know, I wanted
I was
to,
getting
I,
hookers. I was going
he
to know,
he wasn't
was,
doing anything with the hookers. He was just getting them.
I was going to hookers and getting massage.
Getting
parlors.
Massage.
Yeah, that's why he was miserable, because he didn't know how it works. He's like, I got all these hookers on my employ.
Yes.
And I own all these buildings.
Yeah, and she knew him.
He was going to massage parlors going, can I get laid? And then he was going to hookers going, I got a knot in my shoulder. Can you work that out?
And they wanted the knot of money. But yeah, it was like the one time my mother knew. She was like, you need to go get him a laid. I'm like, did you just say it like that? Like, you couldn't say you need to find a girlfriend?
Maybe.
My dad was like, you know, when I was single, why don't you find somebody nice? You could go to my wedding and there's some company and somebody to be around and... You know, every time I go downstairs, you're not there, you know. You're always there by yourself. And I'm like, what the fuck, you know?
I'm surprised you didn't end up stealing someone away to Idaho. But, oh, God, I hope that doesn't turn out as bad as it was. The thing is, it's already terrible. Already two people dead.
Can't
quite dwell on it. But, yeah, my theory here is that your mother was not giving you good advice. She was just killing your boner. Lisa, probably a couple of weeks afterwards, every time you're like, oh, man, I don't want to make my mom right.
I can't have sex with a chick. My mother told me to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly how serial killers are born.
That's like your mom, like, Joseph, this is how you do it. All right? You grab a pee-pee and you put it in the ding ding, and you're like trying to get laid, and she's like,
I love Kenny's Italian accent.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's like, my mother used to say it all the time. I made it, I could pinch it. My ass or something like that.
Oh, okay.
When I was like 30, there was something. She's like, I had a skin tag down there by my thigh. You know what I mean? Runs in my
On your
family.
Leg.
Yeah, I've got a thing. So I'm like, yeah, I got skin tags down there. And she's like, what do you mean? Like a wart? I go, no, it's a fucking skin tag. I don't got warts. You know, I'm fine. She's like, let me see it. Like, get the fuck out of here. It's Thanksgiving. I just brought the fucking apple pie out with the ice cream. I'm not sure.
You want to go in the bedroom with all the on the coats and you want to check on there?
Yeah, you just want to take a look and inspect? I'm a grown adult. I don't need you to look at my penis. I know what the problems are with my penis. I know what causes them, and I know how to fix them.
Sample if that, kids at home.
If any happen to arise, I can take care of it.
Arise.
I don't need my mom looking at my ding-ding.
Just weird, man. I don't know.
But to her, I'm 5 years old.
Mm.
Where she, you know, she's like, let me see your penis. Let me see it. What's going on down there? Let me see it. I'm like, nah, it's cool.
All these are perfect for sampling.
Yeah. Dave Ingram's going to have a ball. On the August 12th edition of the Conti and Kenny Show. So, but yeah, that's it. We were talking about the shorts. So definitely get episode 7 and get all of them. We're getting really good reviews from people, and they're all like, some of them are actually 20 minutes long, and the longest two are 35 minutes apiece. So please download them, subscribe, and tell your friends.
And go screw yourself.
Yes.
It's kind of like they own a. It feels like that's where that was going.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take a quick break?
No, it doesn't have to be quick.
Yeah, we can do that.
Just take an hour or two.
No, well, let me just do,
play
just
some more depressing blues music.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
while,
and you know
while
what?
I research more history, you know, and more news stories that are just ridiculously sad.
I'll play this while I'm getting something out. But
hey,
Dick Colorado Dickhead said this sounds like 70s funeral parlor music.
Oh, he's right.
Funeral home music.
He got it.
Funeral home music. It's definitely a sad.
It's definitely a slow motion shot. Whether it's someone in a funeral going past a casket, or a funeral procession, or some kind of a Tarantino, I'm about to die. I know once I walk through those doors, I'm going to die. Kind of a thing, you know. Some kind of a weird.
Definitely a weird vibe. I know what you're saying.
I love it. It's great though.
Yep. All right, let's take a break. I'll play this for like a minute until I get the stuff to play for the break. So I won't be playing the whole song, all right, MLR? All right, we'll be back. It's a Conti Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com.
I bother you and you're dancing around in your garden. I work for a living. I work at home. Don't knock on this door for any reason. If you're engaged to some fudgepacker and the gay president is having you up to Camp David for a luau, don't knock, not on this door, not for any reason.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What? Oh, yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh no! No! No!
God. Oh no!
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
God. Not as painful as that. Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultraviolet underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey, folks.
folks, Marianne here from Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas. I don't know about you, but I'm just obsessed with fun and unique t-shirts. That's why I shop at tfury.com. T-Fury is a place where you will find amazing tees at amazing prices. It's pretty simple. One new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for $10. $10! Once it sells out, that tee is gone. When they say gone, they mean gone, never to be sold again at T-Fury. So if you see something you like and it hasn't sold out yet, you better grab one fast before you're shit out of luck. Go to tinyurl.com/MLRTEES, that's MLRTEES, and grab your t-shirt today.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Who wants to get closer to Conti and Kenny? Everyone with gonorrhea does. So why not like the Conti and Kenny Show Facebook page? And now follow the show and them on Twitter. At C and K Show, at Joe Conti Comic, and at Kenny Michael 55. What a weird, stupid Twitter that is. Kenny Michaels 5. Yeah. Kenny Michaels 5. The number 5. What a fool.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, what's up everybody? It's your boy Footer from The Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
We're following an overweight banker? What's he do, like a Saul Rothstein? Talking accounting right here on More Like Radio.
No. I said Hippo Juice.
Oh, Juice.
Yes.
I know Hippo Juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to Hippo Juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
All right, I got to take a leak and see what happened taking to these dive bars.
Hey, man, I can't help it. These are the best places to go, man.
Dude, did you look at this on the wall here? Did you see this?
What do you got there?
It says here, for a good time, call Mary Ann, Kitty, and Dee at 908-854-4228.
Oh, wow. What's this underneath there? Lust and Love. Every Monday from 10 p.m. till 12 p.m. for a good time. Huh.
Somebody must have had a huge Sharpie.
Are you kidding, man? That's great. All
right, we'll check them out then.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool.
Cool.
Let me get out of here. Don't stop looking at me.
Hey, man, stop looking at my junk, bro. Bastard. Don't get envy.
All right.
Join me, David Ingram.
They warned me Satan would be attractive.
Along with my co-host.
Me, the Impossible D.
As we give metal bands a colossal commentary of constructive criticism.
Alliteration!
And throw in some witty banter for good measure.
I think we're talking about jism.
Thanks for that, mate.
I don't want anything blowing sideways.
Find us on metalbreakfastradio.com.
This is Revan the Old Bishop.
DarkSentinel.dk.
Bugger the gobblers.
And RadioFreeSatan.com.
Had to resist, it was so foamy.
Oh, knock it off or I'll give you a slap.
I like domination a lot.
Hey, it's Joe Matarish.
Hi, I'm Joe Conti's girlfriend. The one thing I can always count on is when I listen to him on the show, he will never embarrass me. Until I heard him read some putrid poetry he wrote about some ex-girlfriend that broke his heart. Wah! What a pansy.
Years ago, I made some, I call them writings, because I don't want to call them poetry.
I call them writings.
But I'm buying into that word, too.
No, don't,
the writings, Frank, they're writings.
The writings.
And the Ten Commandments are writings. You made poems.
Basically, it was a girl.
The writings of Joe Conti.
Girl who ripped my heart out.
Uh-huh.
And years ago, before we came here, I was sure it was a girl.
Uh-huh.
Before we came here, I thought it would be great radio to bring the writings in and do them on the air.
I keep saying writings.
And the vicious attack I got, the vicious beating that I took
deserved. Yeah.
But I was telling these girls, but see, what everybody forgets is that I never sent them to
What's your pen name, Edgar Allan Poe?
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Hey, it's Joe Matarese. You're listening to The Conti and Kenny Show. Enjoy it.
Where is my
penis?
Welcome back.
A little live, huh?
I love this song.
Old school.
Pain Lies on the Riverside.
Yeah,
this is from Mental Jewelry, it's called.
This is one of the first, Live was one of the first alternative bands that I got into. When like grunge and stuff came out.
Was it the Throwing Copper, like that album?
It was the one. No. It's
I
early.
Alone and Lightning Strikes and all that.
It's, no. It was before that.
Well, then that's this album, because I think their first album.
The song
was this.
Goes, "Let It Go."
Oh, that's
let
from.
It go,
yeah, that's Yeah, that's Fuck. Shit, dude, that's such a great song.
Yeah, really good song. I worked for them when I was doing the stagehand. Coolest dudes.
They're
really,
from,
really,
they're
really
from
cool.
Pennsylvania.
Are they? I won't judge them.
Yeah, you won't judge them?
I won't judge them. But, yeah, I work for them, and when I'm doing the stage crew...
Well, explain to them you were doing some extra work.
Yeah,
what is it?
Starland Ballroom. You know, loading bands up and stuff like that. You know, doing all the kind of electricals, you know, putting everything together. Basically, they come in with their roadie crew and they tell you what to do. Roll this up, put that there, set the drums up there. It was cool as shit.
Right.
And Chris Johnson, at the time when I had, when I was in between like jobs and stuff, you know what I mean? He kept me alive with that job, and it was fun. It was a blast. It was tough because you're loading fucking 1,000-pound crates and all kinds of shit.
Right.
You know, but you're sitting there seeing all that. I worked for Korn, Live, all bunch of different bands. Tons of different bands.
Yeah.
But Live was one. And
when you said you worked for Korn, I thought that's how they paid you. Korn, like, yeah, see, so they,
yeah, Korn and oranges.
Animal feed. Whatever they got.
Yeah, oats.
You know, Godzilla pellets.
I got paid in oats. Godzilla pellets. That's funny.
Yeah.
But
this song.
I'd have to
Operation Spirit.
I'd have to hear the chorus. No, it's something with Jesus in the name.
Yeah.
Is that what this is? Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Totally forgot about Live.
These guys were so good, man.
When you I watched their concert. When you work for a bunch of bands, you basically peek in, you see like half of a... Yep, that's the song. That's the song. When you see bands, you're like, oh man, Korn's coming in. So I'm not a huge Korn fan, but I respect that it's pretty cool to work for him. You know what I mean?
Same thing the morning after barbecue. Korn's coming in.
You're still on the Korn with
in
the
your
C,
stool
aren't you?
With the
Korn with the C. You're
you know,
still
you
on
got it.
It. Aren't you? You're still on it, buddy.
Look at the kernels of Korn in your poop. Is what the morning after a barbecue and you had Korn.
So you
he's relentless.
I know. There was a bunch of
You get used to certain bands, but other ones you could just watch over. And
well, what
again.
It is, it's like you peak after you the first couple of bands, you're like, wow,
Cinderella, and you're like, let me watch a couple of songs. And then after a while, you just, Korn comes in, you peek in, and you're like, all right, heard enough. And then we go back into the back room where everybody's hanging out, milling around. So then you get to meet everybody.
Right.
You know, because you're all, it's small quarters.
And you
it's
really see
club.
Who's the real dicks and who aren't.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The lead singer from Papa Roach was really good, was cool at one point. And then
Papa
he was
Roach, that's the lead singer, right?
Yeah, I think it was him and his kids.
Papa Roach and his...
Some dudes were fucking assholes. Just assholes. But then you've got the young bands opening up for him. And we'd hang out in this little kitchen area. And we had our little cubbyhole where we'd all like kind of take naps while the show was on. You know, everybody's rocking out and we're fucking sleeping.
I gotta ask. I don't know if you can remember this, but were there any bands there that like the maybe the opening acts or whatever, you're like, these are gonna be the next... These are going to be the next Papa Roaches or whatever.
You know,
and you never heard from
them again. You have to understand, if you play well live, you sound good. You know what I mean? Yeah, it just you just sound good. So I would have to hear an album. I would never know. I would never sit there and go, man, that's really good. Nothing ever blew me away. Even with the big stars, I was like, oh, you hear the chorus, and you're kind of like, oh, I know the song. But it's live, so you get into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. There's an energy in the room.
Gary Cherone for Extreme played.
From Extreme, right.
I worked for Extreme also. That dude, he was almost to the point of exhaustion where he would jump off the stage and take the guy's ripped to shreds, like an Iggy Pop ripped, but younger.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The unhealthy ripped.
Yeah. He would jump off stage.
Torn, really.
He would jump off stage and almost getting in like the thinking man pose, you know what I mean? And he'd be taking these giant breaths because he was relentless.
Right.
A great showman. The Papa Roach lead singer was a great front man. You know, you can see how these people really get the crowd going. So it's not only your music, you're actually the show that they're watching adds to the mystique of whatever it is. You know what I mean? The songs could be... I've seen... It's a band where it's like roar, sir, roar, roar. One of those.
Danzing.
No, it's a popular band.
Was it Five Finger Death Punch?
No, I didn't work for them.
Was it Breaking Benjamin?
No.
Those are two that are kind of popular. They do a little bit of roar and then they're melodic.
Yeah.
Mix back and forth.
This one,
Five Finger Death Punch is one of those.
I worked for like Lamb of God. I worked for them.
They're like a Christian band, I think.
Yeah, something. I forget what exactly. But this the lead singer is black with dreads.
Fountains
with dreadlocks.
Of
Wayne. Fountains
of
Wayne.
Wayne.
Dude, no, there was. It's
there's
funny.
A band.
Yeah, no. Yeah. There's actually when whatchamacallit? I like sex in Canada.
Oh, Marcy's Playground.
That's the one.
When they're actually going to the malls and they're giving like thousands of tickets away, anal cunt. There isn't any. I didn't work for them, but there isn't.
Well, we used to play. We used to read the lyrics for anal cunt on our old show. You would think me and Kenny were the most horrible people on the planet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was all like, hey, your son's going to die of AIDS. And it was just like retarded. Like, it's goofy. It's absolutely goofy. There's nothing serious about what they're doing.
Yeah. Seven Dust. I worked for Seven Dust.
Very cool.
Not Goat Slaughter. It sounds like Rage Against the Machine, but it's not anything. Like, the name is, they're well known. They're well known if you like that kind of music. But the lead singer is a black guy with dreads. It's like Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish is the lead singer of this.
Lead singer.
Come on, chat guys. Do a Google search.
Yeah, really, chat people. You should know this.
Do it.
Wait a minute. Colorado Dickhead just asked, is it the band with the black dude? And he thinks it's Seven Dust, but...
Not Seven Dust. Seven Dust has
but there's another one with the...
Yeah, this
the
is a harder...
Living Color.
You know, like that. But they're really, really well known.
Colorado Dickhead.
Not Head
G. Asherella.
Turbo Negro.
Turbo
Roy
Negro.
Roy Black on crack. Turbo Negro. No. I forget. It'll pop into my head.
Okay.
But when you watch a band like live, 2 hours or something, you're like, these guys got a lot of fucking hits. Every song I knew.
You knew.
They didn't play anything off their old album or something like that. Or,
well, their album Throwing Copper has Selling the Drama. Oh, Exploited? Is the band called Exploited?
No, not Exploited. It's...
Our love is like water. Like, that's live. That's all from Throwing Copper. That Throwing Copper album, I think it's Throwing Copper, has like seven
hits. As
NWA Butt Monkey says Black Punchy 5. Not God forbid. Suffocation, no. What area are they from? Ah, shit, I don't know.
The ghetto? I'm just kidding.
It is entirely possible that Kenny just hallucinated this entire
No. Once I get the name,
I don't think Kenny actually ever worked for the Starland Ballroom.
No. Agnostic Front? No.
You had a lot of E-tracks and...
Yeah, maybe
drug habit.
No, I was never into the music, but they were a great band. They got a black singer with dreads who sings, "Son of a bitch, I'm going to figure it out."
Did somebody already make a Hootie and the Blowfish joke? I feel like
he did say it. Yeah, Darius Rucker.
Oh, that was
he went deeper. He actually said it was funny.
His real name, yeah.
Country music. I don't know. But by the way, just for everybody who didn't see the season premiere of Breaking Bad. Wow. This is going to be fantastic.
This is the last season, right?
Yeah. And I think everybody knows how much I love the show Dexter, and Michael C. Hall is my heterosexual crush, but Breaking Bad is just amazing.
Nice.
And if it's almost like if they were my two kids, right?
Mm-hmm. You'd love one and not the other.
Well, no, I love them both, but like Breaking Bad is the genius kid who is like just blows through school. He's getting scholarships. He's just ridiculous. I can't even talk to him because he's just too smart. And Dexter is a smart kid, but like I play catch with him. The kid will hug me. And right. You know what I mean?
I want anybody who's ever going to try to start a family with you to listen to this part of the show.
And how I compared
Kill Switch Engage.
They did there a version of Dio's Holy Diver, which was actually pretty cool.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, yeah, Kill Switch Engage.
And the one child you love the most you couldn't talk to.
And you suck jobs in the chat room. All I Googled was death metal black singer. Boom, right up.
Yeah.
Howard Jones.
Well, you were searching for it like weeks. You just keep forgetting.
I was searching in my mind.
Howard Jones. Go.
Google really does know what you're thinking.
But yeah, so as much as I always tell people, go watch the first episode of Dexter. I think you'll really like it. But Breaking Bad, I mean, it's all out on DVDs. Just watch the pilot, and within the first 3 or 4 minutes of the pilot, you are absolutely hooked. Otto is hooked. I got Otto hooked on Breaking Bad.
I got him hooked on cocaine. Wow, so I got that going for me, which is nice.
Like he hasn't
Eisenhower got Otto hooked on cocaine.
Maybe I got him hooked on painkillers. That might have been it.
Otto hasn't been into a show like this except for Boardwalk Empire, which I don't even know if he still watches, and Sopranos. He has not been into a show like this ever since The Sopranos went off the air in 2007. So, but this
Bryan Cranston, he's just the lead in that, which is amazing how he could go from
that from absolute goofball.
Yeah.
Funny guy. If you ever listen to him, he's got a great sense of humor. He's a funny, goofy guy.
He seems like he's a little bit more like Hal than he is.
Yes.
Well, I would assume.
You're talking about the main character.
Or even like Walter White before he became what he is.
Yeah.
He's definitely more like the guy from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. Okay, so he was at Comic-Con. He was at San Diego Comic-Con. You heard about this?
Yes.
And he was walking around with a Bryan Cranston mask.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And nobody knew that it was him.
Nobody knew it was him. So he's up there talking to people, talking about the show, and then I eventually walked up on stage.
And just whipped his mask off. And
then he
like,
made out with it.
Did he make out with his own mask?
He made out with his own mask.
Is that like masturbation?
No, it's
just
it's
an incestual thing?
It's beautiful.
It's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It
doesn't have to be named.
It really does go to show, though, that the writing of a show and everything that goes in filming makes the difference, because everybody in that show, whether you like the characters or not, like all the main characters in this show, you're just like, amazing performance. Amazing performance. But you know what
13,
it comes to?
13 Emmy nominations?
I know it's gotten a bunch.
I think it's 13.
But you know what it is, dude? They're good actors with a great script. Good actors plus great script equals Emmy nominations.
We're two great radio men with nothing to offer.
All right.
So I know what you mean.
Two mediocre comedians / radio guys, one mediocre platform equals no money. But it just goes to show that
And that's why I've always kind of, you know, the acting thing. I think a lot of it gets blown up because there's so much that goes into it, not including theater actors. Like, you know, but these actors, it's like, if you're a good actor, it's a skill. It's something you can learn to do. And if you can be a pretty good actor, you get on a friggin' phenomenal script and great writing. You're going to take off.
Yeah.
You know, and plus, listen, these guys have been doing it forever. You know, so, I mean, of course they're going to be really good at just doing a scene. And you go, how did you do that scene? You know, it's like, how do you do that? You know, like, how do you get so engrossed into it? And yeah, they've been doing it forever. It's like when people watch a comic, like somebody who's like an amazing comic who's been around forever, like say they see him at a local club and they're watching him do their set and then somebody's messing with him and he smashes somebody and then he goes back to this person and yeah, nice shirt, fuck you, take care, where's my check? And all this stuff goes on and like, how did they do that? Well, he's been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just look at...
How are you not up for a year and then go smash a joint? Thank you very much.
All right.
I'll be here all week. Try to veal.
For the next year.
Yeah.
But I'll be here next year.
Same time next year.
Breaking Bad, I'm just... And you know what? It sucks, but it's okay because Breaking Bad and Dexter now... See, Breaking Bad... Dexter used to come on every year. Every single season since... This is their eighth season. It's always either the last Sunday of September or the first Sunday of October. It's like either one of those 2 weeks. This year, they started it in June. So it's never run into Breaking Bad. Well, now, because for some reason, Dexter, this year, they started it in July. Now, they're both on at the same time. They're both on at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. You want to know why?
But they're both ending, too, isn't it?
Yeah, they're both last season. So I'm down to only like one or two shows. So I just
you can
we
finally
watch,
kill yourself.
Yes, we watch we watch Breaking Bad live, and then we just record Dexter and watch
now.
Dexter.
You know why that is, though. You know why that they switch the schedule so that they're running into each other.
You think so?
You know why?
Why?
Because that's the reveal of the last season of either of these shows.
Oh, that Dexter kills
universe.
Walter White.
Yeah.
Oh,
how amazing would that be?
That would be so ridiculous if Michael C. Hall just walks in and just
last scene. You
and
think
he's got Walter on
Walter
the table.
White is like miraculously going to make it.
Yes.
He's like, I got away with it. I got away with it. And you know what? I'm going to change.
Then all of a sudden, a needle gets put into his neck from behind,
and it's just him Dexter grinning,
and he's on Dexter's table, all wrapped in plastic. But I'm Heisenberg.
You get that one for free,
dude.
Internet.
That's brilliant, Frank. Brilliant. But anyway, amazing. Dexter this year is going great too. If I had to, this is how crazy it is. I love Dexter, but I would recommend Break. If I had to say, if you can only watch one, I would tell you to watch Breaking Bad. Dude,
I've seen parts of episodes, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
Yeah, no.
And it's good. Breaking Bad is on.
Otto went
basic
through
cable.
Four. Seasons, I think, in a weekend. Like, I think he started
remember
to get
the, we talked
we
about
talked
it.
About
yeah,
that
yeah.
Yep,
that's dangerous to
yep.
do.
It is a little kooky,
yeah,
because so.
you get lost in the whole atmosphere. But
so Breaking Bad last night was the
why'd your mom mention Breaking Bad?
Because she says everybody's talking about this Breaking Bad. That's all people are talking
oh, that's
about
all,
so she's complaining.
Oh, because she watches all the women's shows and shit.
Yeah, she watches Lifetime, but she loves Dexter. I got her into Dexter. She watched.
But she watches, you know, she probably watches. What's her name? Wendy Williams and all
the awful talk shows. But she watches. She always watches TCM, Turner Movie.
Classic movies, yeah. Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah, I always end up like if I'm there, we'll end up watching a movie from like 1947. With, like, the principal from Greece when she was young and hot. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? How hot you are.
Mrs. Garrett.
No, Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, not Mrs. Garrett. No, I'm sorry.
I forgot her name.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the
yeah.
principal from Greece. But I saw Greece 2 last night.
I saw Greece over the weekend.
Greece 2 was on. I started watching it, and I tweeted it. I go, later on, what could be a better weekend? Later on, we got the season premiere of Breaking Bad, and I got Dexter playing. And now I ran into Greece 2. And I had to watch the whole thing. Beverly's watching it going, you really like this movie? I'm like, I know it's terrible. I'm singing all the songs, reproduction.
Makes my stamen go berserk.
Reproduction.
Reproduction. we did we put Cool Rider on the on the on the pod on the podcast?
No,
yet?
Not yet. We got to do Cool Rider on
Cool
the
Cool Rider was a good one.
On yep. Kenny Cool Rider Kenny.
Cool yeah. Uncool Rider. Uncool Rider. You have that in a promo, don't you?
Yeah, I would just play the promo.
Yeah.
I would just put the promo right on maybe we'll put that on episode 8.
Well, you got to play the promo now for Cool Rider. What do you think?
Cool Rider Kenny? Real
yeah.
quick?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
This is another old one. I mean, they've heard it before. But for the new listeners or the podcasters who haven't, here's a little taste.
Where the fuck is it?
Got it now.
CNK.
I caught Grease with the pop-ups.
What is it?
That Grease. I think it was on VH1 or something like that, but it had pop-ups. So it was like all the cast except for John Travolta came back for Grease 2. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Everybody else came back.
No, not even everybody else, but... Dude, I don't know where it is.
Ah, that's all right. We'll find it later.
What the hell? Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Dude, I know why we have it here. I've played it. Family... Cool Rider Kenny.
Shang, 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 bum.
Want me to play it?
Sure. Let's play real quick.
It's going to have to be a motorcycle. Good idea. Invest in the cycle.
This is just hilarious. All right, don't get snippy, but I played a lot of the song. It's a good song.
A man with a mean machine, with hell in his eyes. Skin tied leather.
It's Michelle Pfeiffer, motherfuckers. She was smoking hot.
Yeah.
Holding on time. All right, so I played a lot of the song. I might have played a little too much of the song. All right. And then... All right.
You're even getting annoyed.
I'm like, what an asshole I am. You idiot.
I really like the song.
All right, here it comes. Then I played a part with Kenny. No ordinary boy. No ordinary boy is gonna... All right, here we go.
Anyway, there's a higher field, which is the men's ball field, and right next to it is the trails, and then down below is the girls' softball field, right? But it also has the JV team, so it had a mound in the middle of the field.
This is a great
So show. I'm with all my friends, and I'm going to be the tough guy. So I got my helmet on, and I got my lime green pook with the banana seat moped. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to ride straight through their fucking practice, because it's the girls, it's our same age, you know, they're 14, 15 years old. So... Now, you're talking from the girls' softball field to the woods is about 300 yards.
So you are
so
humming.
So straight
you
out of the woods.
You are humming from the woods.
Straight out of the woods, you hear him. I got it pinned. And now for about 6 minutes, the coach can hear me coming. And you can see me like barreling through the grass.
It's like that scene in Austin Powers when the fucking big cement flattener was coming to that one dude. And he's just screaming. And it's coming at like 1.2 miles an hour.
You can just see me go. So now
what they do is they finish up the inning. They get something to drink. They're waiting for, the other team's like, you know what? We'll take the field. We'll get a couple outs out before Dopey gets to the fucking pitcher's mound.
So I got my bike helmet, my racing helmet, my poog. And I'm flying. Finally, when I get to towards like left field, and I'm coming through the outfield where the fence would be. There was no fence in the softball field, but right about the outfield, they stopped the practice. So I'm still pinned.
Oh, this isn't a game. This isn't a practice.
No, this is a girls' softball practice. Right? I get to shortstop, right? And I figure instead of just going through the infield, I'm gonna jump the mound in front of all these guys. I'm doing about 26 miles an hour. I'm gonna jump this fucking mound. So I'm by where the shortstop is. Ah, I still got it pinned. The coach is now by the batters away from the mound. There's nobody on the mound. I hit the mound. I go about 18 feet in the fucking air. I landed and then completely spill. The fucking moped goes flying and I end up by the bench on the first base side. The whole fucking team comes running over to coach them and he's like, are you all right, man? Are you all right? Because it was a bad head-over-head spill. I'm like, I'm fine. And I had my helmet on. I was hoping nobody knew who it was. And I just fucking went, wah, wah, wah.
You're like the kid in Bad News Bears and you would have spilled the same thing.
I just tried to get out of there as fast as possible.
Brian wants to know if you're wearing a pink half shirt.
That's hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
It's a true Holy story, shit. Too. Jesus. But it's still a good song, though, right?
Great tune. Great tune.
Yeah. Fucking Kenny, man. That was like the height of... We do a show for 3 hours, and during that show, there would be like one or two stories that you would just tell, and we were all just sitting there going, the fuck is wrong with this fucking guy? But it's just hilarious, man. Just
there's still more of them in there.
Cool
I just
Rider Kenny, yeah. We gotta find some more stuff, but that just gives you a little taste of what we, you know, some of the stuff we've done. We've been doing this shit a long time!
I know.
We should be doing this professionally. After I just couldn't even say the word professionally correctly. We should be doing this
just for profit.
We should be doing this five-for-free. Michelle five-for-free. Jesus. You wanted to bring up... You were telling me about a certain boat?
Oh, two people died.
Now, what happened?
It was in Greece. It was called the MS Pacific. Better known as Pacific Princess.
Yeah.
Also the backdrop and inspiration for the Love Boat. And
you mean, what do you mean Love Boat?
The actual Love Boat. This was the boat.
Actual boat?
This is the Pacific Princess. Yes, they changed the name to the MS Pacific. But this was the late 70s, early 80s boat that was docked in Turkey. And they were going to start dismantling it. And they were... draining water out of the engine room, and two died.
Get out of here.
Taking apart the Love Boat. So the Love Boat's gone.
It took them this long to
take... Well, they're in Turkey. Why wouldn't they use it? The fucking weird Europeans. Exciting. Have you seen what Europeans drive and what their houses look like?
Yeah.
The fucking 1978 fucking schooner is a fucking brilliant vacation for them.
So, you're telling me that...
Decommissioned, going to take away the Pacific Princess for scrap.
So what was this boat just sitting in there, and it looked like fucking the Superdome during the fucking Katrina fucking hurricane?
And they just take
just it, people just walking in and out of there?
Piece by piece, they take it apart and scrap the metal. Whether they reuse the steel or the hull or whatnot. And, yeah. Could you imagine the decor in there? Could you imagine if you paid for a cruise?
Just, dude, think about all the careers that are in there still that died on that on that fucking boat. Because that's what Love Boat was. I said this.
Hervé Villechaize had a better career from fucking Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island, which used to come on after Love Boat
exactly.
when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But the Love Boat was either two things. Either you were brand new and you were some brand new actor on the rise and they put you on that. Or... you were on your way out, and it was like, all right, fuck it, I'll do the Love Boat.
Yeah.
Because, dude, this episode that I just played, it's not the episode, but it's the beginning. Whatever happened to Lauren Toohey's, the girl that played Julie, she was hot. But this, dude, this episode, I'm going to read you the people that are on this.
Sure.
Tell me if you know them or not, okay? Ann Baxter.
Yes.
Jeffrey Rehm.
No.
Morgan Brittany.
No.
Mike Connors.
No.
Christine Ferrari.
Yes.
Richard Gilhand.
No.
Halston. Jane Kennedy.
Jane Kennedy, yeah.
Bob Mackie.
No.
Dick Shawn.
Yeah.
Bobby Short.
Dick Shawn was on
Elkie Sommer. Camilla Sparky. McLean Stevenson. Gloria Vanderbilt. What? Gloria Vanderbilt was an actress?
No shit. If I saw the faces, I would know them better than the names.
Wait. Robert Vaughn. You know Robert Vaughn? Sure. That's pretty much all of them, dude. But, like, it's...
Dick Shawn was on...
Dick Shawn
did
was...
Did they show a picture of him?
Yeah.
Let me see a picture of Dick Shawn.
Hold on.
Oh, see, I...
Hold on. Bob Mackie. Excited. Dick Shawn.
Yeah, Dick Shawn. Dick Shawn.
Dick Shawn was in Mad World,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, he was also in the original producers. He was
always running around without a shirt on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Dick Shawn. If you one of the best scenes in a Mad World.
No. One of the best scenes in Mad World was with my pal Phil Silvers
oh,
with
of
the
course.
Car.
Of course.
But
There's a well, you could. How do you spell? How did he spell Sean?
S H A W N. I remember watching this show as a kid.
What? Yeah, me too. I would be. My grandparents watched it, and they would watch Fantasy Island. But this is the height. This is the height of not the cocaine 80s. The fucking pastels, kind of shitty late 70s, early 80s.
You know what it is, dude? It's that last. It's the last strand of holding on to the glamorous part of Hollywood.
Yeah, it's that.
But it was cheesy because
John Wayne died.
But because it was cheesy because it was the 80s and everybody's all fucking honked up on coke and they're all trying to be glamorous with their, you know, with their you know, outfits and all that. It just came off bad. Fred Grandy. But remember Fred Grandy? He's a fucking politician now.
It's like a whatchamacallit? Like a Barry Manilow?
Ted Lang. Sorry, go ahead.
Ted Lang.
Barry Manilow?
But the same, you get the same vibe. Listen to that music. You know what I mean? It's just that kind of,
exiting the 70s, entering the 80s. It was a weird time.
Yeah, just think, like, all of the in the height of the 70s, when everything was kind of disco and whatnot,
right.
This is the 80s where it's sort of dying. So you go to, like, this is like when the Catskills died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or the Poconos, mm-hmm. You know, Mount Airy Lodge. Asti Spumante hasn't been drank since, right. You know.
But what, you know what was a big change here? Cable.
Yes.
This is right around the time when cable TV started coming out. Early 80s, right? 80, probably.
Well, it was in the 70s.
It was in the 70s, but it didn't get mainstream.
Not until like,
until like yeah, 80. HBO. Once HBO came out, we got to do something with this, with the YouTube thing. Brent's got to show us how it's a thing you could put up there so you don't get any of the commercials on YouTube.
Yeah.
So we can go right into stuff. Now, what is...
This?
Oh, hold on. Do I need the volume?
Yeah, it's whatchamacallit. It's more visual. I haven't.
Oh, is this him dancing the whole time during Mad, 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 Mad World with some hot chick who doesn't say a word? All right, it's just two people from the 60s in their bathing suits just dancing feverishly to obviously music that's not being
played. I'm going to ask Brent. If Brent can post, if someone can post in the chat room, go to Dick Sean Mad 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 World, and it's under Dick Sean and Barry Chase Essence of Cool. It's about 3 minutes long, I gotta post it on the website. You can't do it there, but anyway, Dick Sean is great, and he's great in the original. Whatchamacallit? Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
That's weird. I never knew there
was Producers?
I never knew there was a movie called The Producers. I never knew it.
When did you really?
Yeah, until like when what do you call it? Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane were doing it in
In
New York. I never even heard of the
Zero
movie.
Gene Wilder, young Gene Wilder.
I don't understand how I didn't know
Zero Mostel. Have you seen the original?
No.
That's great. It's great. If you know Zero Mostel, he's big, kind of a Jackie Gleason character.
Okay.
You know, big comb over and stuff. And Gene Wilder's is, you know, he's Bialystock and he's the Wilder's the Counting Bloom. But okay. You know, it's the Nathan Lane, whatchamacallit, Matthew Broderick movie. I never saw him on Broadway, but the movie was funny. Different than the original movie. The original movie's more 60s-ish. You have to like.
Oh, there was another movie. Then they made it. Then
no.
Mel Brooks did it.
Mel Brooks did it in the 60s. That was the original.
And then they
redid it with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick
doing it on Broadway.
On Broadway, then they made a movie.
Oh, they did. So there's two movies.
Yeah, there's two
producers. I didn't know there was
the Matthew Broderick.
What the fuck am I living under?
They did a good job. It's totally different movies. I'm just a Gene Wilder and Zero Mostel fan.
How could you not be? It's Gene Wilder, you know?
Yeah. Very, you know, I'm gonna. Oh, mama! Almost lost that.
Almost spilled something, you dummy.
That's why I put a sippy cup here.
All right. You want me to? While you're doing that?
Nah, I'm not gonna do it. It's too visual.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple of scenes from the original Producers,
where it's just Gene Wilder is freaking out. Yeah. He's got his little whoopee.
All right.
And he's like, I'm wet.
You know what? You want to? We'll take a quick break.
You want to? Sure. Yeah.
All right. Once again, I'll try to get through this as quick as possible. I'll play the theme to the Love Boat until I get the break stuff up because, you know, everybody is worried about stuff. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get into some other stuff. We got to talk about Jesus having his own modeling agency. what? As a veteran that got a ticket for having a service dog on the Atlantic City boardwalk, and a couple other cool things, and Katy Perry apparently ripping somebody off almost verbatim with music.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We'll get into some other stuff. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on More Like Radio.
Exciting and new. Come aboard.
Show.
I just got a text message from Dave Ingram.
Oh, really?
Yep. You know, Kenny once told me the best thing about fucking 45-year-olds was that there's 40 of them. Your boy, Pip.
Oh, he sends me little jokes, too, now. He's like at work. He's just like, hey, me and him had text back and forth or something like that, and then after that, he just sends me little jokes.
That's the master, Dave Ingram, from Metal Breakfast Radio. Great podcast. Go to metalbreakfastradio.com.
Great pal, too.
And check out their podcast. It's such a unique podcast. It's so different than any other podcast you've ever heard that you should definitely check it out.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
MoreLikeRadio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of the Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theconteandkennyshow.com.
Once upon a time on the Cousin Joe Show.
Nick's trying to say that this girl I'm possibly meeting may have a cock. He's convinced.
Yeah.
I showed him pictures on Facebook.
Okay, wait, what? You're
this chick, he goes, check out this chick. I'm supposed to meet her halfway. But I look at the picture on Facebook. She's hot. Looks good.
Okay.
No pictures have her face in it. So I'm like, Joe, all right, let's put two pictures together and compare this right now. He's like, okay, cool. One picture, distinct left freckle on her tit. On her left tit,
okay.
Freckle. Freckled tit left. left side, tit freckleness. Next picture, clear as day, her left boob does not have a freckle in it. Now, I know that what's going on here. I know. I'm savvy to this situation. Joe's still in La La Ladyboy Land.
What are you talking about? What La La Ladyboy Land?
I'm telling you right now. She's going to have a penis.
He's got red flags. Like, red he's flags. You got a red point. Flags. You
they're,
know what I mean?
They're bleeding. They're on fire, these flags. Then she wants separate hotel rooms when they meet. Like, isn't that weird? That's another flag?
No, that's not happening anymore.
Anymore, but
why?
That's what she wanted.
Because I just literally assumed that we were sharing one.
But no, exactly. Why would she want two rooms if she's going to sleep
Because she's
with
a classy
you?
Lady, period.
Classy lady that needs her own room to tuck her dick back.
I'm a classy lady, too, even though I hang out with you fucktards. I don't fuck around and sleep and message people on the internet and fuck with them. But if I'm meeting up with a guy and, like, that's kind of the bottom line of it, I'm sharing a room with him unless I get there and he totally looks like somebody else.
Hey, Joe. I'm finally glad to meet you after all this time. I'll be staying in room 226. You'll be in 227. We'll be right next to each other. If you hear the sound of duct tape in the bathroom, don't worry about it. My suitcase is broken, and I constantly have to fix it. I'll meet you down at the all-you-can-eat buffet at 7 o'clock, okay, Joe? All right, I can't wait to see you. Try not to jerk off to my hot woman face that's not really a man in the meantime. Right. Bye.
The Cousin Joe Show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Wow, down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Your life and see it tonight, and I'll say no. Listen to the Conti and Kenny Show live Monday night, 7 to 10 p.m. on morelikeradio.com. Or take them with you anywhere by downloading the free TuneIn app and listen on the More Like Radio channel. Want to be part of the live show? Join the chat on morelikeradio.com/live.
I'm no fruitcake, but if I was, I'd bang that fuck Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny Show.
I probably would have gone into that kind of lifestyle.
Wow. If you're an old listener from years ago, you would recognize this bumper, whatever, rejoinder coming in, because this is what we used to play a lot. Cro-Mags. This is Bob got me this. And I used to play this all the time for Bob. Okay. Coming in from breaks.
Gotcha.
Yep, you're checking out, of course, the Conti Kenny Show. If you're listening to the podcast, we broadcast every Monday night, 7 to 10 p.m. on morelikeradio.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Also, subscribe to Conti and Kenny Shorts. We have 7 episodes so far. And put it to you this way. I put up the 7th episode yesterday morning on a Sunday. Nobody's looking around. People are doing stuff on Sunday, right? By Monday, I did it Sunday morning. In 24 hours by Monday morning, with just putting it out on my Twitter once and just saying, hey, check it out. Over 100 and something downloads in one day. And you know what I mean? Like, it's not even like a lot. And I don't even know what we're up to now. But I'm just saying, like, it's. I think every week that we get more and more people that are hearing about us or know us or just going, oh, yeah, fucking short.
Real quick.
A podcast, a real quick little podcast. I don't have to sit and listen to these two jack-offs for 3 hours. Yeah. I might, this could work. And there's just
is
more.
Is that
and more
good? 100? That's good.
In a day?
Yeah.
For us, I think it's for considering
no, Justin Bieber, but
no. But I mean, we don't have like this platform for that to get it out to the masses. But considering, like, you know what I mean? I have like 400 followers on my Twitter account. I got like 1,500 friends on Facebook. There's no big numbers there. But in 24 hours on a Sunday, that's my point. It's a Sunday. Nobody's and it was beautiful out yesterday, almost all over the country. Nobody's sitting home going, what podcast do I want to listen to? Everybody is out all day. And then last night, everybody's watching fucking Breaking Bad. And I'd probably go there, and I bet you it's like probably doubled already.
I like it.
I'm just, I'm very happy.
More to come.
I thank everybody who's checking out the shorts, and we appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the phone number is 330-2-CRINGE, 330-227-4643, or just go to Skype, and it's NPN Studios. All right? And that's, do you want to, we have to, I was driving down Route 78 the other day, and I saw this billboard, a huge billboard, you know. When you're looking at billboards, you got to check it out, you know, see what's up there.
Yeah, especially when you're doing 85 miles an hour and they have a scrolling one with a wanted poster.
Yes, with the wanted poster. I go see that every day.
And then lawyers for DWIs or robberies. And then
another one for a lawyer for distracted driving. It's like, wait a minute, you were the cause of this. You were the one that caused it.
Who thought of that, of the electronic board? You know what I mean?
I see that and it changes all the time.
Don't text while you're driving.
Right.
But look at my advertisement.
Buy our shit.
Yes.
Yep. Don't text and drive.
Yeah, the ones that say, you will meet him in the end.
Yeah, and apparently the end is going to be in 5 minutes when you plow into a guardrail.
The end's going to be at mile marker 81, just after the giant Jesus billboard that's scrolling into a wanted. Who's not going to watch a wanted poster? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For people who don't know, in Jersey, there's a couple of, they're electronic, they're big LED, whatever, billboards, and they change. You know what I mean? So you'll have, you know, something for a church, then you'll have something for roofing, and then you'll have a wanted poster, or like Amber Alert or Silver Alert. And a wanted poster, like, you know, you look up at it and you're doing 75 miles an hour in traffic with other cars around. Yeah. But don't text message, but look at our billboards because we made a shit ton of cash.
So, and I saw this.
How about car accident cleanup? How about that one, right?
Scrap pickup.
Yeah.
metal scrap pickup.
Yeah, yeah. Brain scraping. How about that fucking billboard on the side of a highway?
Yeah, looking for the jaws of life. We'll be there in a minute.
Dial 911 now. By the time you pass this, jaws of life will be...
Looking for ambulance work? So I saw this thing, and it was a billboard that said...
The Jesus billboard that says, you will be dead in 30 seconds, and you will meet him.
Or it'd be like, nice to meet me. This is you in the future. Yeah, yeah. You in 5 minutes from now. Quantum leaping 5 minutes from now. Nice to meet you, Jesus. So I saw this thing, and it says, actors, models, and talent for Christ. And I'm like, I didn't realize that Jesus had a talent agency. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's called the Jackson Five.
That
was his first client.
It's called AMTZ. Actors, models.
AMTC.
AMTC.
Oh, I thought you said Z.
Oh, I might have said Z. I'm sorry. So let me see. Audition
actors,
services.
Actors, models for... Actors, models, talent for Christ.
Yep. Top agents, managers, casting directors, come shine before the event. Talent beginners, dude, it's just I don't understand what the Christ angle is, but I have no problem with doing a little bit of having a little Christ music in the background.
Good call.
So, are you called? Will you go? That's what it says. Shine 2014. There's like some sort of like some play.
Isn't this one of the what? Look what Kenny found.
This is from Look What Kenny Found. Yeah. Apparently he owns a company. He's not just a friend of mine. Shine Summer. Making Good Boulder. This is what it says. Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to making good Boulder in film. Making good Boulder in film, fashion, music, and theater. We prepare and educate aspiring talent called by God to go into the mission field of entertainment where they can make a difference.
The mission field.
You too can make a difference when you give to our mission, and together we can bring glory to God.
There you
and
go.
Out of that big sentence, three words were in bold blue text. Go, give glory.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yep.
GGG.
That's exactly what it is. Now, normally these agencies are shysters. You pay like $500 or something like that.
Yeah, they're all shysters, whether it, you know.
And now somebody's doing a Jesus one.
Yeah.
Now,
so,
I was saying
Jesus has a casting couch? Is it a casting cross?
Wow.
That's
no, it's a casting.
Hey, I think I'm going to nail this chick.
His casting couch is just a slab of concrete with the Shroud of Torn on it.
Hey, honey, move that rock. We're going to go do some business.
Yeah, come into my office.
Can you help me with this rock? Hey, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
You got the job. Yeah, dude.
The only connection between Jesus and the entertainment industry is Judaism. That's it. That's absolutely it.
I think this
If Jesus was casting a movie, he would cast everyone. You know what? This world could be considered Jesus's movie.
Yeah.
Or God's movie.
Yeah, this is it.
We are all players.
Yeah, I'm the grip right
in
now.
In God's movie.
I'm the key grip. I got nothing
I'm
going on.
I'm the fluffer.
That's terrific. It's like all these.
It's a shyster move. It's a total shyster
absolutely.
Move. Somebody taking advantage.
Success strategy. Ready for this? Mercy. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Blessed are the merciful. If you love me, keep my commandments. But why do you call me Lord? They're showing prayers on his. These kids want to work. They want to be models. They want to be famous.
I tell you, man, this is a great topic. This is I like this one. This is
ridiculous,
one.
Dude.
Everybody at the Oscar speech, I want to give glory to God and 10%. Because
you know
that's
what this
that's
is
what Jesus charges.
If you say Judaism is really, you know, in the party entertainment, they should just call this the New Testament work. This is the New Testament agency, dude. Because Shine Summer, there's a big thing with Shine in here. It must be
black?
No, not that. It's it's like a play or something or whatever. Are you called? Will you go audition? I can click on this to audition for AMTZ. Should I click on it?
You know, I audition for Heaven every time I'm puking or so high on cocaine that I just can't come down. And I say, Jesus, I'm so sorry. I'll never do this again. I'll never do it again. That's how I'm auditioning for Heaven.
Oh, it's Shine. It's Shine for Christ.
Okay.
That's actors and for Christ. Yeah, well, no, there's a play called Shine, Winter 2014. Yeah, you know what it is, dude? That's what it is. It's getting these people to do this fucking play where they travel around. They probably pay them dick, and they go to the Bible Belt, and they just whoosh all the fucking the rubes in.
Yeah.
And these kids probably make fucking minimum wage, but you're a performer.
Here it is.
You're doing it for Jesus.
It's called Jesus Christ Superstore, and it takes place in a Target.
And the Target is... two hands and feet.
No, the Target is located in downtown Tel Aviv. No pun intended, Jewish guys. But yeah, it takes place in a Target, and it's almost like a real world slash like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It's just a bunch of teeny boppers getting into all kinds of pickles and situations,
right,
and love triangles.
You know what it is? It's like a David and Goliath type of thing, but with real people. You know, maybe they're trying to teach some life lessons.
Jesus Christ Superstore. Pay retail.
Jesus wasn't. This is just unbelievable. Making good bolder. That's the... And it's like they show these... let's see. Aaron Butte. Hometown, Orlando, Florida. Attended Shine Summer 2009. Film Tooth Fairy 2. Oh, she was in a film. Tooth Fairy 2. Girlfriend Last Stop. Jessica Turner, If Only. Jill McGregor, The Whisper at Home. And Rebecca Television. Some of them actually made that they're in some of these like low budget movies or whatever.
I've never heard of any of them.
No, Tooth Fairy, but that was with The Rock. I think that's what she was in. So that was like a G movie. So that
no, she was in Tooth Fairy 2. Was and the star was the Pebble.
Oh, Tooth Fairy 2. You're right. It was the Pebble.
or the Stump.
I don't like this. A black dude now, Sir Darius Blaine. S-E-R, like Sir Darius Blaine. Hometown, Melbourne, Florida. Attended Shine. I just don't like the way that sounds. I don't like that.
It's probably some brainwashing.
Winter 2007 camp. Film, Visibility, Star Trek, Into the Darkness. So, I mean, they're getting work, but how much money are they making? Or is this like, this is a scam.
It's completely a scam.
It's no different than any other one.
Yeah.
They're getting into movies.
But they're getting into the whole premise is to bring Boulder better or whatever it is. So yeah. They're not going into religious movies. They're going into mainstream media and shit, where they're gonna have to start taking their titties out to get on the casting couch. They're gonna have to start taking their shirts off and making out with dudes. You know, guys are gonna have to start making out with dudes because they want this really cool role that will
You're gonna have to
expand.
Hey, can you wear this? This hat of thorns while I shove one in your backside on the casting couch.
It's a little rough.
Well, of course. It's got thorns in it, right?
Yeah, I feel uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
With that
one. Do you feel uncomfortable with that one? All right. The Beacon, Success Strategies.
Milk this sheep to provide in the craft service during the backstage, the craft service is just bread and fish.
Okay, here we go. Now, I just clicked on For Christ. Actors, models in town for Christ ministry, blah, blah, blah. It is a movement of Christian performers who are rising to be his light in the entertainment industry. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the... I'm sorry. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and I strike down with great vengeance and furious anger.
That's fucking great.
That was some shit that I just knew that was his ass.
That's some cold shit to say to somebody.
And deep darkness to the people. God is calling his stars for such a time.
You
at
will
this.
Know I am the Lord.
When I a time when love is trivialized, life is... This is just nonsense. They're basically saying we're going to put all Jesus... like people into
just go back. It stops all at give to the fellowship or whatever it was.
And AMTC's faith statement. AMTC stands for Actors, Models, and Towns for Christ. We believe in and upon the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of the Living God. We believe in the Bible as the literal Word of God. Our mission is based on Mark 16:15. Then Jesus, blah blah blah. Then there's just a bunch of who's getting rich. In AMTC. I am Carrie Lewis, and this is just...
It says somebody's getting rich in this
whole
thing?
Yeah, who's, well,
who's that, says, the owner?
I don't know, dude. This is a joke, though. This is hilarious.
Now, what happens when these people don't make it? And their dreams are crushed because they put all their faith...
God works
and all
in mysterious
their
ways.
All their bank accounts have been emptied.
Yeah.
To make it in the entertainment business, not to bring water to African kids or to feed homeless children in America.
No, this not is trying that. To this is trying to good up the entertainment industry.
Oh, sure.
That's how it's trying to good it up.
Sure.
Shine is it started in 1982.
Like Jesus has anything to do with the Oscars.
Oh, it's a biannual talent convention held in Orlando. Shine is a ministry run by three generations of the same family, starting with supermodel blah blah blah, who gives a shit, attended by actors, models, singers, dancers, and comedians from all over the world. They are children, teens, and adults who are called by God to become his role models and ambassadors in the mission field of entertainment. Weren't they... I mean, they weren't called by God to become his role models.
No, they were
they
called
wanted
by...
to be actors, and they saw and they said, hey, you know what? Either they were, you know... They were brought up in a religious family, and they just have a different type of a stage mother. They just have a religious type of stage mother than just a regular one. So it's like, what is the difference? Shine is scouted by 50 to 100 top agents, managers, casting directors, and musical professionals. They are kings of Hollywood and Christian casting directors. They seek top talent, and they find it at Shine. So Shine is a platform for God's performers to walk through the night doors. The doors can make a difference. Doors that can launch a career. Doors that allow his stars to shine for him.
And all the doors are big slabs of rock that have to be opened only once every 3 days. To let the spirit loose. That's out of control. I would never... You know what?
This is no different than any other talent agent. None.
Not at all.
Not a smidge
different. It's actually worse. It's actually worse because nowadays people know that any model agency or something, you have to pay in order for them to do headshots. It's all scams. 99% of it is all scams. This one is taking the angle of the Jesus thing, but it's all money behind it. It's all about money.
So it's saying, it has nothing to do with, hey, the Lord is here with you. Like a different, something different besides everything that we're used to seeing.
Yes. There should not be, if this is a true Jesus convention, what is this, Gotacon? Fucking twice a year convention. Yeah. It's at the Jacob Javits Center, you fucking weirdos. There should not be any auditions. There should not be any headshots.
The Jacobs Javits Center. The Jacobs Ladder Javits Center.
Let's hold it at a JCC. There shouldn't be any auditions. There shouldn't be any talent evaluation. They should just be put in a place and do your play. Because that's what Jesus would do. Jesus
you're part of Jesus' family.
You have a friend in Jesus. No, but you know, Jesus wouldn't judge. You know what I mean? Jesus doesn't have anything to do with acting. Doesn't have anything to do with sports. Right. Doesn't have anything to do with regular day life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't happen that
Jesus,
way.
In reality, Jesus is an abstract thought of goodness. That's what Jesus is. He's an abstract thing that's supposed to represent goodness in the world. And supposed to represent do unto others as you are want them to undo to you. Or would it undo to you? Do unto others as they would like them to untie your shoes. And this is just
do unto others as they undo do to you.
They just, it's another exploitation.
Right. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a God, because I believe there is some sort of a creation thing.
Okay,
but
that's fine.
But Jesus has much less to do, or God has much less to do with this world than anybody understands. Anything that's anything that happens,
or even if you want to believe in God and Jesus in the biblical sense, you think he gives a fuck about a talent agency?
No, he's got other shit going on.
There's 50,000 kids that die of starvation every day, but little Michael fucking Winslow, if there's another one, needs to fucking become an actor. I don't know why I said Michael Winslow, but you know what I mean? It's like, this is just absolute nonsense. You know, you want to look at it like that. Like, this is God. You know what I mean? Come to God's fucking side, and God wants you to flourish. This is another bullshit God thing that people take advantage of, dummies, or people who just don't know.
Exactly.
Say, yeah. You're
absolutely right.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
Give money to God. Give money to me, and I'll let God know that
this
you had a good
audition.
This is
basically the televangelists of Hollywood.
The only way I would do this, if Jesus was sitting on a chair behind a desk.
If Jesus is sitting there with a big, big belly, and he's smoking a cigar, and he's got like a fedora on, and he's going, "Hey, you, that kid right there, you're going to be a star. Come with me. We're signing a contract." That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Like fucking Jake and the Fat Man. I want to see a big fat Jesus.
Yeah. There's a great, hold on a second. It's from Boogie Nights. Let me see if we can find it on YouTube. Right, but there's a great scene where the one guy's like, "I like lollipops and jelly on my ass." hold on.
This is unbelievable. I'll let this play out. He loves me when I waste my time by writing silly songs. I hope they're so annoyed with this song by now. He'll love me when I'm perfect if I ever get that way. Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend. Jesus is a friend of mine. I have a friend in Jesus. Here we go. Here, it's only 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Let's see what this is.
Okay. Jesus is a friend of
mine. I have a friend in Jesus. Are you going to pop my thing on?
You're on.
You son of a fuck.
Oh, it's
we
a
we gotta get rid of this. We gotta
yeah, we gotta do this. Brent has it, and I gotta send it to Frank and see if Frank could do it.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
This should be
so what I is think, this, Boogie Nights?
Yeah, this is a casting couch thing, I think.
Okay.
So let's talk about the future. Let's talk about what video means to this industry. And let's talk about how all of us, not one of us, how all of us are going to profit. I've been doing theater in San Francisco, San Diego, not as long as you've been doing Stag and Hardcore, Jack.
We're all familiar with your biography, Floyd.
Floyd, no one is doubting your credentials or your history.
Then why the resistance? I mean, this industry is going to be turned upside down soon enough.
Why help it?
Why not be prepared? Colonel's got the money. You've got the talent, Jack. I got the connection to the equipment and the mail order distribution. Not to mention those kids out there who are hot fuck action to the max, Jack. This is the future. Videotape tells the truth.
Wait a minute. You come into my house, my party, to tell me about the future. That the future is tape, videotape, and not film. It is amateurs and not professionals. I'm a filmmaker. That's why I will never make a movie on videotape. I'll tell you something else. I will never, ever loan out any of the actors.
Wait, I'm not a complicated man. I like cinema,
In particular, I like to see people fucking on film. But I don't want to win an Oscar, and I don't want to reinvent a wheel. I like simple pleasures, like butter in my ass, lollipops in my mouth. That's just me. That's just something that I enjoy. Call me crazy, call me a pervert. But there's one little thing that I want to do in this life, and that is I want to make a dollar and a cent in this business. Jack, I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you stay one step ahead of the game.
We're going in circles now. We're in familiar territory.
The territory we're in is the future. Not to mention the cost.
You know, if it looks like shit, and it sounds like shit, then it must be shit.
You're holding on too tight, Jack. It doesn't have to look good. Film is just too damn expensive. And the theaters are already converting to video projectors.
Damn right, man.
But it's true.
Now, 10 minutes before the new year, I like to spend it with my friends. We will or will not continue this conversation.
No, that's not going to happen in this.
Jack, I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you stay one step ahead of the game.
If you watch this,
we're going in circles now.
There's a part where they actually filmed it.
It's one little thing that I want to do in this life.
When he says,
"Pops in my mouth," that's just me.
If you look in the background,
I like simple pleasures like butter in my ass, lollipops in my mouth. That's just me.
It was totally improv.
I enjoy. Call me crazy. Call me a pervert.
What he said right there?
Yeah, he improvised it. So the guy in the back, what's his name? I forget the actor's name. But he actually was like, holy shit.
Like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's why they blurred him out in the back because he made him laugh.
But yeah, that was.
But that's not. Is that going to happen at the Jesus?
I don't know. Jesus, does Jesus like lollipops?
I don't know if he likes butter.
I don't know. I just think it's just another scam.
It totally is.
All right.
It completely is.
Well, speaking of scams, you played me something before we started.
Yeah.
Katy Perry's got some new song. And I got to be honest, when you first told me, I'm like, oh, wow. Do you know Badger? Frank is... There's a Breaking Bad Star Trek scene, and my computer's being remotely taken over magically. But Badger's crazy Star Trek. Oh, there's from the scene last night. It was from Breaking Bad. It was from one of the scenes where they were talking about Star Trek. Oh, you need to play this at some point. Okay, thanks, Frank. All right, cool.
Play it. Well, let's see what it is. We'll see what it is.
All right.
Let me see while I find...
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script?
Star Trek script?
Yeah, I gotta write it down is all. The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12. Nothing's going on, neutral zone is quiet, the crew is bored, so they put on a pie-eating contest. The whole crew's in the galley, they're eating Tullaberry pies.
Tullaberries,
from Gamma Quadrant, yo.
That's Voyager, dude.
Okay, blueberries then, they're eating blueberry pies.
Better.
As fast as the replicator can churn them out. Blitz, blitz. Finally, it's down to just 3, Kirk, Spock, and Chekhov. Okay, Spock always wins these things.
How is Spock gonna beat Kirk, yo? Spock's like a toothbrush. Look at Kirk, he's got room to spare.
Spock has total Vulcan control over his digestion. You wanna hear this or not?
Yeah, go.
Okay, finally, Kirk, he can't take it anymore. He yorks. Now it's just down to Chekhov and Spock. But Chekhov, you see, he's got a whole fat stack of Quaaludes riding on this. And he has figured out a way to win. He's got Scotty back in the transporter room locked in on Chekhov's stomach. Every time Chekhov eats a pie, Scotty beams it right out of him.
Where's he sending him? The toilet?
Space! Oh, there's blueberries just floating out there, frozen, because it's in space. And Chekhov is just shoveling them into his mouth. And Spock's like, I can't believe this Russian is defeating me. Meanwhile, Scotty's in the transporter room fiddling with levers when Lieutenant Uhura comes in. And she's got, you know, her big pointies. And Scotty's fingers are all sweaty.
No.
Chekhov screams. He sprays blood out of his mouth. Oh. Scotty beamed his guts into space.
No way.
That is from Breaking Bad, which was on last night. Very funny scene. It's a Badger and the other meth head.
When I'm traveling, I have to look into these.
Yeah, you have to.
I got to check them out because everybody seems to be loving them.
Yep, they're great. Did you find the song?
No, the fucking news story that I had before. I can't.
Are you
find
kidding?
It. Yeah.
You can't find it?
No.
Do I have to actually get something else?
I'll find it. Nope. I'll find it. Don't worry.
No, well, we'll just sit around and talk about nothing.
Son of a bitch.
Hold on. All right. You know what we'll do? While you're doing that? Where is it? I can't find it. Shit. I can't find anything. I'll play this. Oops.
Test 1, 2.
Check.
Syllabus. Test. All right, well, it's obviously you can't find
it. Son of a bitch, it's right here.
Do you have it? If not, I got this other tune.
It's all Breaking Bad shit. It was just up here 2 hours ago.
All right.
Let's move on.
Why don't we get into the story here, okay? This veteran, this is a Jersey story, because we're from Jersey. What exit? Wounded War veteran Jared Goring allegedly kicked off a boardwalk because of service dogs. Here's the story.
What, are you having problems too?
Oh, of course. A whole lot of pride in your ride. Blah, 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 blah. Ooh, it's a Mako. $409. You know what? If you go to Mako to get your car fucking painted, you should be punched in the... Here we go. Sorry about that.
American war veteran and his wife could not believe what they faced while visiting the Wildwood Boardwalk earlier this week. A police officer made it clear that the couple's canine companion was not well. A wounded war veteran says he was kicked off the boards and issued a summons all over his service dog named Navigator.
And they said that my dog wasn't a CNI dog and that only CNI dogs are allowed on the boardwalk.
Jared Goring and his wife are visiting from Tampa, and they were on their way to dinner Thursday night when they were stopped by police on the North Wildwood Boardwalk. Both tried explaining that the dog, called Gator for short, is covered under the American with Disabilities Act, which allows Gator to go everywhere Jared goes.
The officer we were talking to didn't want to hear any of it. He just wanted us off the boardwalk.
Then he went on to say that, what do? Give every vet a dog now. He has a vest on him, he has a leash, and that's all that's necessary. He does carry an ID, which he did give to the officer, and the officer gave back to him and said, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Jared retired from military service after 19 years due to injuries during multiple tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. He had traumatic brain injury from 2 IEDs and problems with mobility. 3-year-old Gator helps him walk and go up and down stairs.
I respect cops. I respect what they do. I know they don't have an easy job, but my job for 20 years was to defend the country. I got shot at on a, you know, daily basis. I've been blown up. You know, it hurts.
Interesting claims there. Now, Wildwood's police chief says that he has looked into this matter and there is more to it, but he declined further comment. That summons, meanwhile, has been dismissed.
Well, listen, I was listening to people... like I was seeing a bunch of comments and all that, and people are like, you know what, the police officer should be suspended and made to apologize. He should be fired. Can we stop with the making people apologize? Listen, if he wants to apologize to this dude, then so be it. Go ahead and apologize. From what I gather, the ticket was taken care of, so there is no ticket. This cop was a dick. And in every precinct, in every town, in every state in this country, you're going to have cops who are dicks. And I'm sure our pal, Mike, could say the same thing.
Yeah, did they say anything about any documentation?
Yes. He had the paperwork. He had the license.
Did he have his worm shot? His heartworm shot? Not the dog, him.
Yeah, well, he was foaming at the mouth, so they weren't sure. He had everything that you needed to say that, hey, this dog is allowed where any service dogs are allowed. And you know what it was? The cop was a dick. He was just being a dick because that's what some people are. No matter if you're a doctor, a cop, a fucking garbage man, or a host of a radio show who can't find a Katy Perry song. You're just a dick. And that's just the way it is. So, yeah, his balls busted a little bit. And the ticket was dismissed. And you know what? Let's hope that this cop is fucking embarrassed. They should put his name out and let him be embarrassed. Do I think you should never make another... One adult should never be made to apologize to another adult. Unless you want to. And this guy should... I don't think he should be fired. But you know what? You want to suspend him and make him fucking say, hey, what are you doing, you fucking hard-on? You know? Like, what's your problem? The guy showed all the paperwork. You didn't give a shit. Just because, to your naked eye, he didn't look like he needed... this dog, but apparently he did, you know. And I'm not Mr. Rah-Rah guy, like, you know, like, yeah, you know what, to me a veteran should get, you know, what deserves to him, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of
there shouldn't be any special treatment, but he wasn't looking for special treatment. He was looking for, hey, listen, this dog is mine, he's my service dog, and I'm allowed to bring him anywhere that seeing eye dogs and whatnot are allowed.
Yeah, there are certain exceptions. People on planes and you know, restaurants and stuff where you can't bring a dog. Where service, you know what? To be honest, the whole service dog. If you're not blind, the fuck you need a dog for?
But they say he has a problem. Well,
there is
walking at certain points,
and there's also dogs can alert people to seizures. They can feel when someone's about to have a seizure.
Oh yeah,
which is true. That if it's a medical thing, sure. But a lot of people are full of shit, and they're like, you know, they've got a little foo-foo dog in a little bag, and they want to bring him to the restaurant. That's a service dog. Well, it's not really a service dog. You're just a cunt who doesn't want to leave the fucking pooch at home.
I don't know what I mean?
Some of them do that. No, they'll take advantage of it. I've experienced it.
But I mean, if this is a service dog and it's given to him as a service dog, shouldn't he be allowed to take it pretty much wherever he wants? He was on the boardwalk. He wasn't in church. He wasn't in a fucking, you know...
Well, church, you're welcome, everybody.
You know what I mean? He wasn't at a Ruth Chris Steakhouse. It was the boardwalk. You're outside.
He's got the grizzle under the table.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure he wasn't pissing and shitting all over the place.
He lets the dog run loose, and it's all the businessmen, and he's just running under the table sniffing balls. Like, not as a Labrador Retriever sniffing my nuts.
Yeah, it's just... the chrome just stopped in. In the chat room, the Chrome has. He said he's working off his. He's fresh off book production. Check out life-forever.com. That's our pal the Chrome. That's his website for his comic books that he's written a couple so far. So
very talented.
Yeah, definitely check out. There's a lot of pictures and shit like that. So life-forever.com. But yeah, it's like, dude, what are you doing? Really, cop? Really? Fucking Wildwood, what are you doing? You know, there's a lot of riffraff going on down there in the summertime.
A lot more problems.
Why are you busting
dog?
This fucking guy, this guy who was in the military for 19? What are you doing?
Yeah, I could see.
And I'm not Mr. Fucking, hey, you know what, military guys are all heroes. You know, I understand some of them are douchebags too. But this guy was obviously just trying to do his thing. And, you know, this guy didn't care about paperwork. He's like, yeah, what's that? Fuck you. You know, you're a dick. And you know what? You should be fucking ashamed of yourself. And now, you know what? People get to ridicule you. And if you want to apologize to this guy, cool. If you don't, shouldn't be made to.
Yeah, I can see if you let one dog, then you got to let all the other dogs.
But how many people have service dogs, dude?
No, I'm not talking service dogs, but it's like immediately someone on.
If you see the dog, he's got this stuff on him, and it's got like a vest. It almost looks like a. Like a little cute little life, you know, he's like a little
gold chain and some.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah. And he's got a tan and sunglasses, but you know, you could tell, and it says service dog on it. So you know, anybody, you know what? If you're a fucking twat and you got your dog and you're like, he gets to bring his dog. What are we in eighth grade? Just shut up. And it's obvious that the guy, he's got a fucking vest on, like he's trying to swim. It's obvious he's not like a regular
dog.
He's
miserable. He wants to get off the boardwalk anyway.
He's got this.
He wants to go back in the car with the AC. The
fucking dog's got swimmies on. You know,
like, hey, jerk off. I don't eat lemon ice. but what you haven't seen is I've eaten every fucking cigarette butt on this boardwalk that you haven't seen. So I'm going to give daddy kisses later on when I've been eating all the shit and the seagull shit. I've been licking off every post. Daddy's getting kisses tonight. Yeah. Daddy's getting kisses.
The Chrome just said he's adding a link to our show, our Facebook page, to his site.
That's going to ruin his career.
So we're going to check it out later.
Be very careful with that.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
We don't want to hurt you.
But it's a bullshit story in a sense where, you know, look, the ticket was dismissed.
Was he in the military ever? He might have been a military guy who understood. You know what I mean?
But apparently he didn't understand.
He didn't understand, which sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Just what are you doing? You know, and the guy's sitting there walking around. He's probably in his late 30s. He's walking around with his wife and a dog. It's not a pack full of fucking young dudes. You know, fucking fist bumping
big
or whatever.
Pit bull on a giant chain.
Yeah, exactly. Acting like thugs.
Yeah.
You know, and Guidos and thugs. It's like, what are you doing? It's a fucking dude. You know what I mean? Just got out of the military. He's a little fucked up. He's got, you know, dude, the guy's gotten blown up a couple times, you know?
Yeah, it was like Uncle Cookie. He wasn't my uncle. He was my friend's uncle. But
Uncle Cookie?
Spoonie. Oh, I have an Uncle Spoonie. Oh, yeah. I had
Spoonie. You have an aunt.
He had an aunt, Flossie.
You have an aunt, Frittata.
Flossie.
And
Shawshy.
And a Shawshy.
And a Shawshy. Right. Flossie, Shawshy. And but Cookie.
There's not an Alice in there. Or
my sister.
Or Alice. A Glenn.
My sister Allison.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
No, but I've mentioned this before to Uncle Cookie. 4th of July, he'd be under the bed. He was a Vietnam vet.
Oh really?
And, yeah. And he starts hearing stuff pop
Can't
off.
Can't they just give him like earplugs or something for guys like
it
that?
It didn't work. You feel the concussion. It.
Yeah.
And he was pop 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 boof. Damn. And he was gone. Damn. He was gone.
Stop laughing at that. Stop giggling at that shit.
It was him next to his service dog, scared of the loud noises underneath the couch.
It's like a Davy and Goliath.
Yeah, how episode. He fit under the couch, I'm not sure. But they got under there. Both whimpering, peeing in the living room.
Do you have the
Uncle Cookie always knew when a storm was coming. He would just start getting skittish. the best part was feeding him cereal or soup during a thunderstorm. He wouldn't get one drop in his mouth. He'd be all over the table, and his service dog would be licking at the slopping
it's like
it up on the
floor. Trying to feed Michael J. Fox chowder. It just doesn't work.
A chili judge he can't be. He's never going to judge a chili contest. Oh, he almost left his wife and she fed him Jell-O once. Yeah, there's no way he's a chili judge.
Holy shit, dude.
Do you ever see him eat M&M's in the summertime? Uncle Cookie, this is. Not Michael J. Fox, so to speak.
Oh, now we're back to Uncle Cookie?
Yeah, no. M&M's, in the summertime, they're hot, so you gotta get them out of the bag fast because they're melting. It was Al Jolson himself in the fucking movie theater.
You turned Al Jolson into a verb. How'd you do that? He Al Jolson'd himself.
Just melted M&M's. Yes.
That's a white trash way of putting blackface on. Quick, get the...
He couldn't.
Hey Sully, get the M&M's out. We're gonna go blackface tonight.
He couldn't dock the M&M's into his porthole with Parkinson's.
Holy shit, dude, that's funny. Did you find a Katy Perry?
No,
song?
No. What we're gonna do is we're gonna take a quick break to finish up, and I'll find it, and we'll start with that, and then we'll finish up the show.
Okay.
It's already 9:20.
Want to take a quick break?
Yeah, just a couple minute break, just so I can find this.
All right. All right, we'll do this.
Right, we've been doing like 45 minutes of the clip.
Yeah, we got the last thing. All right, you know what? I'll play. I'll start off with the guess what Kenny found, the old clip of the Manhattans. Remember that?
Sure.
It's on YouTube. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back. We'll finish up the show. It's the Conti Kenny Show on More Like Radio.
Test 1-2.
Check. Sibilis.
Test.
Oh, that's funny.
Join us now for another mind-bending installment of Guess What Kenny Found.
Anyway, for a bit of bad news.
I love that hair.
No, it's a great song.
Yeah.
It is. I remember this song as a kid. It used to make me real sad.
Unbelievable. So I'm on YouTube and I'm looking at my old soul stuff that I want to find. And came across Shining Star and Kiss and Say Goodbye. And there's a video. I guess it's from VH1 Classic or whatever, but it's a video of them doing the song. And they have afros.
And they have afros. No, he had the process done.
He's got the good hair. He must have Indian in him.
Yeah.
But they have these nice jumpsuits, light blue, sky blue, baby blue, if you will, and they are skin tight.
It's the early 70s, right?
Skin tight. Absolutely skin tight. And there's five of them. And I have never seen so much smushed cock in fabric.
So much brain.
And when they turn around, they'll spin, and you'll see nice, tight asses.
Oh, my God!
Look at the cock hanging out of those fucking trousers.
Dude, it's not even a close fucking video of it yet.
No, it's far away. Just
that guy
wait.
Looks like a black Barry Gibb.
No, that's... can you put the video. Put the video on here. Okay. There we go. Now.
Oh, no.
Now watch. You'll see it great on a spin. Okay. Now they're here. Now they're going to spin in a second. Now just
still
look at the profile.
Still from the side, right?
You can see the side. Just don't worry. You're gonna. There you go. Look at the asses. Look at the tight asses.
Easy
bang.
Easy killer.
See that? Now here it comes.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
Now when they here it comes. Ready? Right. They're gonna show it from the other side of them. Look at that cock. Look at all that cock in there. Now look at it. Now look at them lined up. Look at all their junk. It's just. It's they should. It shouldn't be the Manhattans. It should be called 8 yards of dong.
Oh my God! It actually looks like their cocks are trying to spell something. That's what it looks like.
Except they would spell it wrong.
No, each.
It's spelling supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Friday night at Clancy's in Neptune.
Each dong is a different musical note. It's like sheet music.
Here comes do. Ray is next. Fa. Wow, that's great. When the mic stand doesn't cover your cock.
Yeah.
When you have camp, look at. I mean, look at the tight buns.
They look like the flying black Elvises.
But I can't believe the amount of junk that this is probably on like ABC. This is probably Channel 7 back then. Look at that. All you see is mushrooms all over the joint.
And Elvis couldn't shake his hips.
They look like they have an exotic drink in their pants.
Brian in the chat room said, gang up America, one listener at a time.
Catch the Conti and Kenny Show Monday nights from 7 to 10 p.m. on cringehumorradio.com.
Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
My nickname was I Don't Know Joe, because whenever I was trying to talk to somebody about my problems, like, listen, man, I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Is that really?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how I feel, and I don't know. All I know is I don't want to be here. I don't want to be there. I don't know where I want to be. Just, I figured I should tell you. And they're like, they would be like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know.
Listen to the I Don't Know Joe show every Wednesday at joefernandez.net.
Hello, my name's Dave Ingram.
And it's me, the Impossible D.
And we are...
Rubbish!
Metal Breakfast Radio. And when we're not drinking a few frothy ales...
There's a drunk just come on.
Or when we're not slagging amateur musicians...
Banjo fucker!
And telling them what's exactly wrong with their music...
Bastards. Or what's right, that could be a quicker way out of it.
Get over there!
Then we're listening to The Conti and Kenny Show.
Load of bollocks.
We have to.
Keep listening. It's The Conti and Kenny Show. .com. Do you know that Joe has moved in with his girlfriend?
How's that working out?
My girlfriend is a squirter, and it flooded the whole basement.
I would rather be dead than not have cock.
I've got a structured settlement, and I need cash.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH.
I used to hate this song growing up. Used to hate it. It still reminds me of a weird time in the 80s.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but...
You mean from 1980 to 1989?
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Conti and Kenny program. Coming into the final stretch. Last half hour of the show. Bob Murphy here.
I'm Bob Murphy.
Bob Murphy. It's 9 to 5 here. Joe Torre managing the Mets in 1975. He also played first base. The phone number if you want to call in to the Conti and Kenny show.
Bob Murphy's a great man. He was wonderful. We used to go have steaks and get hookers.
Harry Carey's. He works from 9 to 5.
We used to get steaks. It'd be great. It was down south Chicago, down in like 1981. And we would get something. We'd get drunk. We'd have a grand old time. And I'd show up at the ballpark with no shirt on. Wow. Say what?
The ball's long and high and far. It's a home run. No, Benny Agbayani caught it. The phone number is 330-2-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643. And if you want to Skype us, it's NPN Studios. We're on More Like Radio, of course. And follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook and subscribe and yada, yada, yada. And hebbity doobity doo. Go ahead. Hebbity doobity doo.
And you pointed.
And I pointed, too. I gave you the... And run here.
And here it is.
And run here.
Dude, that's my heavy doobity doo.
Yeah, that's the Ed Norton. Chef of the future, you on here? Hebbity-doobity-doo.
I wish you guys could see what I see.
I imagine nobody wants to see what you see.
All right, so Katy Perry, big titties.
Yeah, she's pretty sweet looking.
Yeah, she's hot. She's hot. And she's got a new song, Roar, out.
Is that what it's called? Roar?
Roar.
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 Like, roar.
All right. And it sounds exactly like Sarah Borealis, Brave.
She bored what?
She no, Brave.
Oh, Sarah
Roar. Katy Perry, Roar.
Okay.
Sarah Borealis, Brave.
Okay.
So on Yahoo before, I had both of them. I did a little DJing, and I had them matched up, and it sounded awesome. So what we're going to do is going to take about a minute and 30 seconds at the beginning of Katy Perry's Roar, which is it's going to be a hit. Sounds good. And then we're going to do Sarah Borealis.
I got the Sarah Borealis.
Is that like
here?
Aurora Borealis? Does her mother make chicken pepperoni?
What?
You don't remember that movie.
Is that Kentucky Fried?
Oh, Goldie Hawn, Chevy Chase. She's got the black chauffeur who's a convicted felon.
No.
And Aurora makes chicken pepperoni. The maid makes chicken pepperoni.
Right now you're...
Charles Grodin is her husband and Chevy Chase is on the lam.
No.
No.
You've mentioned more animals in that thing.
You make Aurora's chicken pepperoni. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. I think it was...
That's weird, dude. I got this Sarah Borealis song, Brave.
Yeah.
Right underneath it. It says, Katy Perry, Roar, lyrics. Vivo, watch it now.
Vivo, that's what... You go to Vivo. That's what... Son of a bitch and motherless... fucker.
V-E-V-O?
Yeah, go to Vivo. Yeah, Vivo.com or whatever. That's...
Okay.
It was a link from fucking Yahoo. Son of a bitch, I should be smarter.
Wow, look at it.
Oh. I should be smarter than
this.
All right,
so Katy Perry... here's the there's the song's right here. Really? It's here. She's texting us her new hit. Get the first to look at her emoticon explosion. Ugh. Fucking ugh. All right. So that's it then.
Yeah, but they had the matchup.
Oh, they
Vivo.
Had it matched up?
Yeah, they had it matched up. Log well, in, sign up.
Let's just get this over with already.
Yeah, it's stupid.
All right, you want to play it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here's Katy Perry.
Get on with it.
Let's get on with the show. All right, here's the Roar part, and then I'm going to do Sarah Borealis, and let's see what you think. I like them both.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me.
It's gonna be a hit.
Yeah.
I like it.
I got the Sarah Borealis song.
You got the Sarah Borealis. Okay. So let's pause this one. I'm in a minute and 28. Okay.
Holy shit. That's what's scary.
They got the Muppet Babies theme in the background. Remember the Muppet Babies theme? That's the Muppet Babies theme.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to pause it and you play yours. If you say all right. What you want to say,
let the words fall out. All right.
Dude, it's the same song,
bro. It's the same fucking song.
And it's not just the same song with the piano and the same type of beat. It's the way that she sings it.
And then it's a big crescendo. Hold on.
Go ahead, Nate. You. Yeah.
Play yours.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm matching up. I had it matched up perfectly. But now what we're going to do is this. We're going to do this. All right, let's try this one. Hold on, press pause on yours. Press pause on yours.
Oh, on mine?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's holy that plunk, plunk, plunk. No, there's hold on, I'm gonna find a Muppet song. It's plunk, 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 plunk.
I know
there's
which
a Muppet
one you're
song. There's a Muppet song. I thought it was Muppet Babies, but it's not. But it still works pretty good.
That's
that
amazing.
Goes good with Grease. That's Shamalama Lammy, Shalambala Ding Dong. Chang Shibop, we always be. Shang Shang, Shangla Shangly Bop.
I'm trying to find something.
We'll be together like Shamma Shamma Shamma, Shalambala Ding Dong.
We go forever like Shamma Ding Dong. Chang 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 de bomb. We'll always be together.
Wow.
Oh yeah. You can play it. I'll sing the whole thing. We'll always be together.
Is everything alright in here?
Yes,
Nanny. Always together. Like shamalama lama lama ding ding de bomb. Together forever, no, like damma 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 ding 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 dong, bang chang 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 and a chang da bop. We'll always be together. Whoa, yeah. We'll always. I know that a little too much. I'm just trying to. I can't.
God, it's funny. What are you looking for?
The maybe this is it. Hold on. I'm gonna ruin it. Sir? Fuck you! For a fucking Bugs Bunny thing, I gotta have an advertisement? Suck my dick. Sorry, people. That just hurts my feelings. Oh. I'm trying to get the da 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 da. Da 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 da. Fucking assholes. Fucking YouTube. Blow me.
Hey, Canadian bacon.
Fuck you too, Canadian bacon. Sorry, I'm in a pissy mood.
Sorry, I just popped in.
Dude, this is just. It's just. It's the same fucking song.
Same song.
And it's the singing too. Like, it's not like it's a different. I don't know what the word is.
Well, it's the same type of song. One is called Roar, like right. Hear Me Roar. The other one's called Brave.
Now you have that's the other
cool.
One?
No, yeah. Oh, Roy Black on crack said ad blocker. We're going to work on that.
Yeah, we're just two assholes.
Honestly,
I think the only difference is the Katy Perry one. She's a little bit more of the, like, the fuck is that?
That's a video.
Really?
That's why the videos are texting.
It's
you know
cool,
what?
It's
you know
a
what?
Cool sound
hold on a second.
Unfortunately.
Hold on. Hold on. Let's do this. All right, I got it on 1 second. Let's see if you can get on the first beat.
Okay.
You ready?
Hold on. Yep. Wait. Wait, we're going to go three, and then and then we hit it?
Yeah.
It's not one, two. Do we do it on three, or do we
do it on three?
We
one,
do one, two, and then we hit it.
Three, hit it at the same.
Okay,
set.
Ready?
Fucking...
One, two, three. Three.
Come on, DJ
My old
Joe
DJ
House.
Old fucking ways.
I'm at 32 seconds.
Doesn't matter.
You gotta yell at me. I want to match the chorus up.
Okay, you ready? Start from the beginning. Let's try it again.
Yeah, it was 7 seconds. Want to try it one more time?
Yeah.
One.
Hold on.
One, two, three.
I started.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. I started that fucking. All right. Well, we get the idea. Oh, you want to do it again?
I want to get this.
All right. I'm at very beginning.
Just a right.
Very beginning. Yep.
Hold on.
All right. One,
two,
three. Almost. All right, enough.
If I had records, motherfucker, I'd be spinning this shit, yo. DJ Joe House in his house. Or her house. Whatever house it is. Oh, man.
Yes, I'm going back in the chat room now. Canadian Bacon is in there. It's been a while for Canadian Bacon.
Yeah, it has been. No, he was here. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait a sprint. Wait a sprint is something on SoundCloud.
Sir, I was going
to. He's got something on SoundCloud?
Yeah, it said it smashed up, both of them.
Really? Oh, that'd be fucking great. Make our point here.
15 minutes fucking trying to fucking
two
DJ
idiots
two.
On fucking Rick Dees and Dick for, Clark.
For, yeah.
There it is. The whistle won't blow and what do you think? My papa's still in the factory. Cause he don't know what time it happens to be. Sarah Borealis and Katy Perry stole this horse fucking song. It's a fucking classic. Hold on, here it is.
whistle's on the blink. The whistle won't blow, and what do you think? My papa's still in the factory.
Cause he don't know what time it happens to be.
It's the exact fucking tempo and the way they're she's singing the song, just like fucking these two skanks.
Let's see if I can get this mashup here.
There we go. What a colossal waste of time. But at least we're using up...
colossal waste of time.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Does it have it? Where is it? A couple of mashups here, but I can't find a Katy Perry one.
You can't? You sure?
Yeah, I just popped on it. Here we go. Here we go. Ready?
Here we go. Go ahead.
52 seconds worth of
perfect. Finally, we're doing something.
That's what we were trying to do with the chorus. White ass Brent's fucking brilliant.
Holy shit!
Is that me?
That's fucking hilarious, dude. That just made my night.
That is funny. Wow, that's crazy. That's... This is all for us.
It's exactly, it really is. People have already tuned out. They're like, you guys are idiots.
This chorus is... It starts at the same... Hold on, before you play your Bugs Bunny. The crescendo, the beat is at the same exact point. Two songs.
Yeah. It's the same chords, dude. The same chord. Look, ready? It's the same thing. They're just going back and forth.
Yeah, I tell you one thing. Let me get off this real quick. White Ass Brent, thank you so much. Thank you very, very much.
White Ass Brent rules.
Yeah. I like them all. Even the Bugs Bunny one. Happens to be 5 o'clock whistle.
When, what do you think? My papa's still in the factory. Cause he don't know what time.
It happens to be.
How hilarious is that?
Happens to be.
Did you think about the lyrics?
Don't know what time it happens to be. play that part again. Don't know what time happens to be. Oof.
Hold on, man.
Still in the factory, cause you don't know what time it happens to be.
Don't know what time it happens to be.
Cause you don't know what time it happens to be.
Happens to be.
Cause you don't know what time it happens to be. Cause you don't know what time it happens to be.
Last one.
Happens to be.
Ah, oh, fuck me, that's funny, man. Holy shit. I'm not apologizing. Fuck you. This is funny. This is stupid. We're just being silly. We're just silly right now.
It's two dudes goofing off. Don't know what time!
supposed to be.
The 5 o'clock whistle's on the blink. Right? That's what she says. Right? So she says the 5 o'clock.
The 5 o'clock whistle's on the blink. The whistle won't blow. And what do you think?
The whistle won't blow. So what do you think? My father's still in the factory because he don't know what time it happens to be. It's so dumb, but it's hilarious. This whole episode is one of the funniest Bugs Bunnies ever because it's got the other famous thing. You know the other famous one, right? The other famous part to that?
No.
Oh, dude, it's air. It's the best. I do it constantly. It's and I know it's right there, too. Red. Here we go. Hold on. Here it is.
This is... Your digestive issues are...
Ad blocker.
What is it? Ad blocker?
Ad blocker. Roy Black on crack. Ad blocker.
This is the Bugs Bunny and Big Bad Wolf sing Old Gray Bonnet.
Oh, yeah, I know. Of course I know that. I didn't know it was from the same episode.
Why you?
Hey, now.
Cut that out of it. Say why? Oh, yeah.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
I love this part.
Hey, what sharp teeth you got, Grandma?
Put on your old gray bonnet with a bloop.
And Bugs is gone. Put on your old gray bonnet with a bloop. Fucking classic, man. Just, you know what? If you're like under 30, if you've never seen some of the old Bugs Bunnies, man. Somebody said, don't play that Bugs Bunny cartoon. I might get sued. That's all right. I don't give a shit. But I really don't. I'm in such a fucking mood. I've been covering my mood tonight very well.
Yeah, you have.
But,
You laughed.
Yeah.
You laughed a few times.
I had to, because if not, I was going to fucking... chop somebody's skull off. But
see what happens is our little respite. This is our little
respite.
A little retreat. A little little time off from everything else. We come here and we play Katy Perry songs for an hour and a half. Trying to mash them up like me and you were fucking.
No, we're Moby and fucking Grandmaster Flash.
I'm Funkmaster can't flex as much as I used to. I'm Funkmaster have to hold my breath to put my shoes on. Flex.
So, I don't know. I figured we might as well get ready to call it a night. What do you think? It's almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing. But what would it be without our fucking fancy...
I haven't seen the girls in the room, so I don't
fuck
know
if them. Fuck them. Fuck
them. Canadian Bacon, though, man. It's good to hear from him.
Yeah.
He said...
I know what Canadian Bacon's real name is.
Canadian Bacon said, yo. And then 7 minutes later, he said, dog shit. I don't know if it was... What was
he was probably just repeating what one of me and you said.
I don't know if he was critiquing the show.
Oh. He was giving his final grade on the show.
Yeah, he was like, yo. And White S. Brent, thanks for that, man. I appreciate that.
Brent rules. Brent is the best. All right, I'll get through this, and even if we got a minute or a couple minutes afterwards.
Sure.
Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for checking us out, man. We really appreciate the loyal, hear this, Kenny? Fans.
There you go.
I called them fans.
Very 7 years.
Difficult for me to call them fans, because I just consider them some friends who check out the show. But I'm going to say
7 years
some fans of the show.
Trying to get you to say fans.
Thank you for listening to our show. Follow us on Twitter. The show is CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is Kenny Michaels 5. Just fucking follow us already. I want some fucking Twitter followers. I want to look like a real fucking comedian. I want to look like I have some juice here. I said juice. Subscribe to both podcasts, the Conti Kenny Shorts, which number 7 just came out yesterday, which is called The Handicapped Italian Jersey Shore. That's a doozy. That's a good one. Also, ContiandKenny.com. That's our website.
And one of the first tracks is something that happened the first couple of months we were...
One of the last tracks.
There's four clips. A very old.
From probably the first four months of doing the show.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Nice.
So...
One of the first tracks, the first track on our first best of CD.
Yep. So, subscribe to both shows. Some friends of the show, GodHatesBrickStone.com. That's Dave Cyrus' website.
And what people don't realize, we have three best of DVDs, yeah. CDs.
Yeah,
the three of them.
Yeah.
Over probably an hour and a half, 2 hours long each one. Right?
It's about 80 minutes or so is usually what a CD
Which is what, like a day
CD?
And a half?
An hour and 20 minutes. A day and a half?
I don't know.
If you can get a chicken and a half, to lay an egg and a half, and a day and a
hours
half.
Hours into minutes. It doesn't work well.
JJComedy.com. James has four friggin' comedy rooms now in North Jersey. Check them out. JJComedy.com. He's got Otto and George going to be at one at a new place. And go there. He's got one in Parsippany, Rockaway, Hamburg. He's got it all over the fucking place.
That's Germany.
Yes. Life-Forever.com.
Now I'm starving.
Yep. Life-Forever.com. That's our pal, The Chrome. Check out his website. And some podcasts. Besides all of the podcasts on the More Like Radio platform, some personal friends of ours, Metal Breakfast Radio, of course, the master Dave Ingram and Donovan Spensley, their great podcast. Unlearn with Rich and Tony on Tuesday nights.
Yes.
Go to unlearn.tv. And Joe Fernandez, I Don't Know Joe Show, our pal. Check out Joe Fernandez's podcast. I listen to every one of them. They're really good.
He signed, real good. He got me along the lines with my fancy microphone when I'm on the road.
Did he?
Yeah. The one that you can hear me taking a shit. Just the Blue Yeti.
The Blue Yeti?
Yeah. It picks up my digestive system. It's really, really good. Yeah, it's a really, really good microphone.
Yeah, it does. It's very good.
I still think that it increases when I leave. It expands its range, so when I'm trying to take a piss or like rip one, not on the air, or make a
rip one,
drinky poo,
rip one,
yeah, woof ass,
woof ass,
something like that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, this is nice. We still got 2 minutes. We can just chit chat a little bit, talk about life. How's life, Kenny?
It's good.
Good. Good for you.
Thanks, I appreciate that. I'm glad you're concerned.
Yeah, but I'm really pumped about the.
Don't try to make it filler.
No. I'm really pumped about the shorts.
No, me too. I'd like to see what the numbers are afterwards.
Well, you know what? We'll do that.
We'll take a quick
plus.
Look.
I want to make a promo with our mics here recording for the Conti Kenny shorts to give to a bunch of the shows.
Let's practice right now.
All right. What should we say?
Hey, this is Kenny Michaels, and I just want to let you know that we have a shorts thing happening.
Hi. We have shorts. Somebody actually thought we were selling.
It's summertime, and we have shorts.
Somebody's like, what's this shorts?
You're going to like the way what you're listening to. I guarantee it.
Joseph A. Bank. Joseph A. Conti. All right, let's get out of here. We'll let the music play.
They fired that guy, you know that?
The voice guy?
Yeah.
Why?
No. He was the CEO.
Why'd they fire him?
Something. I don't know. He was stealing shorts. they opened up his trunk of his car, and he had like 1,000 pairs of socks. He would just go to stores and take socks.
Just take socks.
Cufflinks.
Yeah, I got this. Put it on my account.
You don't want to look in my trunk. You're not going to like what you see.
You're not going to like what you see. All right, let's get out of here. We only got like 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for checking out the show.
See you next week.
Conti and Kenny Show.
And, because he doesn't know where he's at. Or whatever that shit was. Bugs Bunny. Beat it.
Fuck. All right, we're out of here.
All right, see you next week.
Fucking ruined it. Goodbye.
long, loser. I'll see you next week.